Hare Hare. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. ప్రవిష్ణోం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజగాచార్యం అష్టోత్తరీశ్రీమన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి, అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి, నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి, ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవిందనామ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి, బృందావన్ ధామ్కి, మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి, మధురపురి ధామ్కి, జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి, ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి, గంగమాయికి, యమునమాయికి, తులసీదేవికి, భక్తిదేవికి, సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌ ప్రేమయంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరవ్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ వందనే. భక్తివినామన స్వామినికి నామినే నమస్తే. సరస్వదేవ గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య వేషధారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గ్రహీదాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమల్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవసాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్తున్నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాది దరదస్ చాప్తేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరా తేనే బ్రహ్మహృద య ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యందియల్ సూరయాః. తేజో పరిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా దామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైదమూత్రవరమో నమత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమల్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యతేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తక్షణాల్. నిగమగల్పదరోర్గలిదం ఫలం శుగముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుదం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః. సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేదవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః. యం ప్రవ్రజందం అనుభేదమభేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరమజ్జుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయ తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనతోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయేల్. కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కళవేణు కొనిదాదృదానందో మమ వాజి విజృంభదా మురారే మధురిన్న కనికాపి కాపి కావి. నమాహోం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి నామినే. നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവൻ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ ശ്രീമത് ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാതി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണു ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂഹം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിൻ യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So, two weeks back, we were talking about the killing of Akhasura. Krishna has killed Akhasura, and on the same day, Krishna had this another important pastime mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is known as the Vanabhojanam. Vanabhojanam means Krishna's picnic with his friends. Basically, that's what the topic is. Krishna was having a picnic with his friends. Everything was organized so well that they came in the morning and they hung up all their food on the branches of the trees, and Krishna was organizing the day's activities. All the games they had to play, and all these things were organized. And it was then that while walking they found this mouth of Akhasura, which we talked about. Akhasura has kept his mouth so big, and by his mystic power known as Garima, he kept his body so huge and the mouth so big, the children, unaware of anything, walked straight into the mouth of Akhasura. So Akhasura was actually waiting for this to happen, that every one of them come in, including Krishna. Akhasura, somehow or the other, could not bear that Krishna was engaged, and the other devotees, the cowherd boys, were also engaged in these activities with Krishna together, performing their childhood, engaging in their childhood activities. It was then that all the boys, all the cowherd boys, they just walked into Akhasura's mouth, not knowing, because he kept his mouth open on a road, and the children didn't know that it was a huge serpent lying there, or a huge snake, and they walked into that straight. And Krishna has got one nature, that when devotees fall into difficulties, Krishna also joins them. That is how Krishna does things. This is sometimes you always notice with Krishna, that when devotees are in trouble, Krishna also joins them along with that, and then starts whole activities from then on. For example, if you look at Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find when Parikshit got burned in Uttaradevi's womb, Uttaradevi's belly, Uttaradevi's womb, when Parikshit Maharaj was burning, Krishna decided to go in there along with that and see what could be done from there on. Krishna doesn't have any difficulty, any problems like us. Krishna thinks that if there is an opportunity, if devotees are having difficulty, why should I stay outside from that? So when the cowherd boys went into Akhasura's mouth, Krishna thought exactly the same thing like he did with Parikshit Maharaj. He just walked into Akhasura's mouth. When he walked into Akhasura's mouth, now Akhasura was thinking that I got everybody, I can close now my mouth. That's what Akhasura did. So Akasura closed his mouth. But unfortunately, when Krishna started expanding inside, Akasura wanted to get rid of Krishna from inside, which he couldn't. This is the only difficulty with Krishna. Once he goes in, he stays. Even if you want to get rid of him, you may not be able to get rid of him. This is the biggest problem with Krishna. That once you take him in, he'll stay. He won't go, no matter what you do. And exactly the same thing has happened to Akasura also. What is interesting here is, great yogis, they were trying to get Krishna in through the nose. Isn't it? This process of pranayama and all that, and dhyanam and all that, they are trying to, pranam is Krishna. Krishna's energy is pranam. So trying to get Krishna in through the nose. Akasura thought, I'll make it a lot easier through the mouth. So Akasura did exactly that thing, that he tried to get Krishna in through the mouth. Krishna said, "You, no matter whoever takes me in one side, I'm there to stay. He is happy to go in, no matter in which way you get him in." So this is the reason why the demigods, after the Akasuras was killed, demigods were absolutely struck with wonder what has happened. Because yogis and jnanis, they try very, very hard to keep Krishna inside through their process of dhyanam or process of meditation, and also through the process of other yogic system like dhyanam, samadhi, and all these things. What happens is they try to creep Krishna inside. But our Akasura did not have to do anything like that. All he had to do was to keep his mouth open, and Krishna was inside. Can you imagine? And thinking about this, the demigods became envious about it. They started feeling that what a good fortune this personality has done, Akasura. Yogis and jnanis try lifetimes to get Krishna in somehow. Devotees also try very hard, but sometimes you get a second inside, Krishna inside, but then he's gone. You can't, then the Maya comes in again. So in the case of Akasura, also what you will find is that what was experienced by Akasura was that Krishna stayed inside. He never wanted to leave from inside. He stayed there, and till Akasura got back to the spiritual world, Krishna never left him. That was the mercy of Krishna to Akasura. Seeing this special mercy from Krishna to Akasura, all the demigods showered flowers on Krishna, and also praise the glory of Akasura and his good fortune. This is what has happened to that Akasura's giving up the body. It's a very important point, because the thinking that jnanis and the yogis, they try so hard, and Akasura had this good fortune of Krishna killing him, although he had to leave his material body. On this other hand, he has gone back home, back to the spiritual world. So in this way, this incident happened. And it was the same day after the Akasura was killed that Krishna's activities are like that. Nobody can predict how Krishna will react to a situation. In so many instances, Krishna has done different things. In once it so happened that in a temple, a place called Trichambaram, where Vilumangalam went there to see Krishna there. Vilumangalam was inside, and we went inside the temple, and the deity was there. He was looking for Krishna there. Normally, people like Vilumangalam, when they walk into the temple, they will see Krishna there, unlike us. We only see the deity. We don't see anything more than that. That too with all our false conceptions and illusions in our mind. We think about Krishna in so many different ways. But Vilumangalam didn't have any such problem. He goes into the temple, and normally he sees Krishna there. So when he walked inside the temple, he couldn't see Krishna that day there. So naturally, he was a little bit surprised why Krishna wasn't there. Generally, Vilumangalam, when he goes in, he normally sees the deity and sees Krishna there. Happily, he pays his obeisances, walks around his pradakshinam or parikrama, what he does there. And then he leaves the temple. He was a sannyasi also. He was a great personality. Sometimes he went with his disciples also into the temple. So when he walked in Trichambaram, he could not see Krishna there. So he thought probably Krishna has gone to see some devotees or maybe busy with something else. Thinking that, he finished his normal routine activities in the temple and came out from the temple. When he came out from the temple, the disciples who were with him told Viluvangalam that when you are coming out, please hold your umbrella strongly, because don't look outside. There is a person lying there who is very, very, very sick. Sick means he is not only sick, but some illness, which was so difficult for anyone to go closer to him. Something like a leprosy. A person who was suffering with leprosy, and all over the body full of worms everywhere. The whole body was covered with worms. And the person was lying underneath a tree on the eastern side of the temple. The tree still stands there. You could go and see that tree there. Underneath the tree, this person was lying there, and the whole body was full of worms. And the disciples told Viluvangalam that he is lying there like this, a person with such a severe illness, so please keep away from there. The reason was that sannyasis are not allowed to see people who are very, very sick. It is a general system among the sannyasis. They don't go and see people who are very, very ill. It is conservative because for sannyasis, this material world is finished. They have already finished with the material body and they are on that level of consciousness. Generally, they don't go to see such people who are very, very ill. So when Viluvangalam came out, he held his umbrella in such a way that he didn't have to, in order to protect himself for not looking to that person who was lying underneath the tree. Now, the disciples didn't tell him who that personality was lying there. He was nobody else than who is known as Atyashrami. Atyashrami means there was a great personality called Raghavendra Muni. This Raghavendra Muni, a learned scholar and a learned devotee, who wrote his famous commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam as well as on the Mukundamala, which is written by Kulasekhara Alvar. Kulasekhara Alvar wrote Mukundamala, and on Mukundamala, he wrote a very, very famous commentary on that. This person called Atyashrami. He has a long history behind him, a great personality like Viluvangalam. Wrote his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, known as Krishnavadi. A highly learned, a highly respected personality. Somehow or the other, due to his prarabdha karma, he had to accept this disease and he was lying underneath this tree. When he was lying underneath the tree, sometimes from the tree the flowers and fruits will fall on his body. He has taken shelter of the tree somehow because he couldn't go inside the temple because of this illness. But lying underneath the tree from there, far away from the temple, he could still see the light inside the deity room which was burning. So he was satisfied to see the light in front of Krishna, and that was his happiness. That is why he was lying underneath that tree. So when he was lying there, Viluvangalam was unaware of any of these things, that Atyashrami or this Raghavendra Muni was actually in severe pain and the whole body was full of worms. And as soon as Viluvangalam started around that tree, he was walking away from there, somebody from the tree started clapping like this to draw Viluvangalam's attention. Viluvangalam, without thinking anything, lifted the umbrella. As soon as he lifted the umbrella, he saw Krishna sitting next to that devotee and with a stick taking away all the worms from his body. This is what Viluvangalam saw there. When Viluvangalam saw that, he started, when he saw Krishna there, he couldn't say, I'm going away now because he is sick there. I couldn't come to you. Viluvangalam started moving towards Krishna. Krishna says to Viluvangalam, Swamiji, don't come. You can go. You are not required here. This person is very sick. You don't have to come here. And Viluvangalam was put into a little difficult situation like that. So often you will find that what Krishna will do, you cannot say. With whom Krishna wants to stay and with whom Krishna doesn't want to stay. Sometimes you don't think that now that Krishna is like this, if you are in trouble, I'll get Krishna with me, that I may be protected like that. Then he won't come also. This is also Krishna's nature. When Yashoda Devi wanted Krishna to wear the cowpean, Krishna says, I'll remove the cowpean and throw it away. When Yashoda Devi told him not to wear the cowpean, when he wanted to massage Krishna's body with the oil, Krishna says, no, I have to put the cowpean on now. So like this, what Krishna will do next minute, no one can say. That is Krishna, completely independent. That is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam it says that the nature of the personality of Krishna janmadhyasya yadonyayadidharadas kshatesha vijna swaral tene brahma hrida. That word swaral is this, that independence, totally independent. No one can say what Krishna will do tomorrow or how Krishna is going to react to a situation. So this is what has happened to this experience with Vilumangalam. This Atyashrami, who wrote this famous commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, he was very, very dear to Krishna. And Krishna made sure, Krishna has told him that it is better to accept your prarabdha karmam here before we leave this body and go back home, back to the spiritual world. Atyashrami spent a long time with this illness and complained, never, only one occasion he had to complain to Krishna. And the complaint was that my body is in this condition. And when the fruits from the tree, there were some small fruits which are not eatable, the birds eat them. This fruit started falling on his body, and every time it fell, the body was getting hurt by the pain. And at that time, apparently once, Atyashrami told Krishna that if this is how it is going to be, what is the point in me serving you? When that words were spoken by Atyashrami, Krishna had to do something about it. That particular tree has never had flowers or fruits after that. It has stopped once for all. And that devotee, till he left that body, the tree never gave any fruits or flowers. This was Atyashrami's relationship with Krishna. Tolerated everything, all the other inconveniences in the world. But Krishna protected him. Even at the last minute, when he was leaving his body, Krishna was with him to take him back to the spiritual world. So like these great, great devotees, they serve Krishna. But nobody understands what is Krishna's mood. What does Krishna is going to do in his activities. So here, in this particular day, when Krishna came to that particular day, when Krishna did not allow Balaram to come with him to the forest, that day they had organized this big feast. And the feast, they have set up everything. And that is what we have discussed last time. Vibradvenam jadarapadayoho Srimad Bhagavatam, this famous verse, Vipradvenam Jadarapadayoho. When after Akasura was killed, they were feeling hungry. When they were feeling hungry, Krishna reminded them, we had this food we hung up before we came here. By the time they spent time with Akasura and all, hours have gone. And after Akasura was killed, then only they realized that they were feeling hungry. Till then, the anxiety of being trapped in that situation did not make them feel hungry. The hunger is also like that. When your mind is occupied with something else, something more serious, then hunger may not bother you so much. The hunger comes only when you come back to your own bodily concept of life. Otherwise the fear will take you away from the hunger. So like this, the boys all came back. Krishna told them to sit around. They all sat together. And Krishna sat in the middle of everyone so that everybody could talk to Krishna. Sridhama was complaining. Astoka Krishna was saying, Vadutva. Every one of them were saying to Krishna, they would like to talk to him directly. And that is how we find that all of them sat around Krishna and they started the feast. So when they started, before they started the feast, Krishna got up from the seat. As soon as he got up, what he did was, Krishna had a second cloth on his shoulder. He took that and tied around his waist. Krishna tied this cloth around his waist. So now the question will come, when did Krishna started wearing dhoti? That's also interesting, isn't it? So on this particular day, in the morning, Krishna went to Yashoda and told Yashoda Devi, from now on, I'll be wearing dhoti. When Krishna said that to Yashoda, Yashoda says, you are not big enough to wear dhoti. So only 5 years old. Wearing dhoti, you can see what will be the situation. After wearing the dhoti, somehow or the other, Yashoda gone inside from home, brought inside from inside a small piece of cloth and tied it around him, like the way normally the devotees wear. In the same way, the dhoti was worn around Krishna, Sita. But even after tying everything, it is not staying in its place. It's all falling off from there. So when the dhoti started falling off, Krishna was looking at Yashoda's face and complaining to her that he's not doing the job right. That's why, as usual, the children do. They started blaming Yashoda. Yashoda didn't know what to do. Then Yashoda thought that if in this dress he is going to go to forest, there's going to be serious problem. By later on, he'll be coming home with the dhoti in the hand and walking back. And there are all these problems, Yashoda Devi could see in advance what is going to happen. So anyhow, somehow or the other, Yashoda managed to tie around everything and get it together and stay firm in them. And then Krishna says to Yashoda, where is my dhoti for my shoulders, which I put on the shoulders? So, as usual, Krishna didn't mention that straight away. When he was about to leave, he says to Yashoda, mother, bring me my cloth for the shoulder, because he has seen Nanda Maharaj doing that. Nanda Maharaj saying to Yashoda to bring his cloth for this, which he puts on the shoulders. So, exactly like that, Krishna thought he should also do the same thing, like Nanda Baba has to do. So, when Krishna asked this to Yashoda Devi, Yashoda Devi could not control her laughter. Seeing her son, how grown up he has become overnight, and wanted to do everything like the father did. So, Yashoda Devi brought this cloth and said to Krishna, by now, the dhoti which was tied has all gone loose everywhere. And it was coming off. And Yashoda and Krishna wasn't bothered about it. He was more bothered about this cloth for the shoulder. So, Yashoda Devi told Krishna that if you go like this with the cloth on the shoulder cloth alone will stay. The rest will all go away. So, on Krishna's agreement, Yashoda Devi took the cloth and tied around the waist, nicely on the waist, and tied it strongly so that it will stay in its position. And Krishna approved and accepted that. So, that is how this particular day Krishna was wearing that dhoti. And the shoulder cloth, which was tied around his waist, Krishna took his flute and stuck it inside. That is what it says. Bibradvenam jadarapadayoho. Bibradvenam jadarapadayoho. Shringave trejagachayvamai panau. Masranagabalau talpalanyangulishum. What else did he do? Shringave trejagachayvam. In the armpit, he has left his shringi, the horn, as well as the stick, which was meant for tending the calves. All that he has put it in his armpit like this and held it together so it doesn't, nobody else will take it, feeling the proprietorship of that. Vibradvenam jadarapatayoho shringave trejakachai vamei panau masrana kamalau talbalanyangulishum. In his left hand, Krishna has taken out the prasadam, food which was mixed with yogurt or ghee or whatever that was. Krishna has made a ball out of it and kept it in the middle of the left hand. Now children has one habit. If you tell them to not to do something, they will do that. That is where their pleasure is. They get great happiness. Yashoda has instructed Krishna, you should never put your eatables in the left hand. You are supposed to eat with the right hand. But this is an opportunity. Yashoda is not there. So I have the complete freedom to do what I want to do. So showing that freedom, took out this this rice or mixed with yogurt or ghee, whatever that was, made a ball and kept it in the left hand. And what else did he do? Bibradvenam jadarapadayoho shringave trejakachayvamai panau masranakabalam talphalanyangulishum. After keeping the rice there, Krishna has taken out different vegetables which Yashoda has prepared nicely. Different vegetables he started sticking between the fingers, between each of the fingers. And this is the pleasure. And he was showing this to all the other children how to eat the food. And he's also telling the friends that eating prasadam is like serving Supreme Lord, he says to them. That that it is like Ishwara Aradhana, it's like worship of the Lord. And therefore it should be done very carefully. And he was teaching them how to eat. And this is how he told them. Keep all the vegetables between all the fingers. And then this karela, which was cut into slices, he has taken out the seeds from that. So it is making like a ring. Put all these rings on all the fingers. Vibradvenam jadarapadayoho shringavetrejakakshai vamei panau masranakabalau talbalanyangulishu. Anguliyam is all covered with different karelas on all the different fingers. Tishtan madhye suvari suhrudam. In this way, this Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting there with all karela, all the fingers, and the rice ball inside fixed, and all the vegetables, and okra or whatever, the different eggplant, whatever that was, all between the fingers stuck up like that, holding it like this and sitting there. Then he is saying to his friends, that he is saying to Sri Rama and others, look, show me what your mother has prepared. And taking prasadam from theirs and started tasting it. And saying to them that your mother doesn't know how to cook. Krishna is saying to them that he complained about them. That look at my mother, what she has done. And he gives some prasadam from this to them to eat. Krishna's 5-year-old boy, just imagine what kind of happiness he was getting from that. No father, mother standing behind to correct him or anything. Doing what he likes and full happiness. Vibradvainam jadarapadayoho shringave trejagakshai Vamei pano masrana kamalo talphala nyangulishum. At the same time, Sri Rama and others said, you cannot say that my mother cannot cook. She cooks and feeds all of us, and we are all having a great prasadam from what she prepares for us. Krishna says, but there is no salt in this, what she has cooked. She hasn't used any salt properly. Look at mine. Because when he took the prasadam, Krishna has sucked out all the salt from that. All the powers are used to show them this. And sometimes Krishna was saying to another friend that I think you should tell your mother to come and stay with my mother. She will teach her how to cook for a couple of weeks if she spends. It's not a... Like this, back and forth, various things were discussed. This is the serious topic of discussion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Among with his best friends, he is discussing this. So, vibradvenam jadarapadayoho shringave trejakakshai Vamei pano masrana kamalam talphala nyangulishum tishtan madhye subari suhrudam. He was sitting like this in the middle of all the friends like this. And who is watching that? All the demigods are standing there on the sky and looking at this. Why? You know why they were looking at it? Because he was joking with all his friends. And when you are joking with his friends, normally brahmanas and all, when they eat, they don't eat anything and everything like this. They have certain procedures in eating also. A certain disciplined way of eating. The prayers to be said and the string knowledge upastaranam. They do so many things before they eat. So Krishna is also had no such consideration. Why? He is with his friends. He doesn't have any control now. That means if you eat something, you're supposed to wash hands before you touch something else. That kind of cleanliness is necessary. And that is how Krishna has been trained up by Yashoda also, to be like that. But Krishna wasn't caring for anything, taking prasadam from any plate. They didn't have any plates also. Some of them have gone and brought this lotus leaves, big leaves. In that, they had their prasadam there. And some of them have brought some other leaves of some other trees, and they were using that as a plate. And Krishna was mixing a prasadam from one plate to another, and eating somebody else, what he has eaten, the balance which he found tastier, he was taking from somebody else's plate. Like this, it was a real feast that was going on under Krishna's direction. Tishtan madhye sabari suhrudam. Sitting like that among these children, among these friends, cowherd boys, hasayan narma bhisvaihi, continuously smiling and laughing and making jokes with them and enjoying it. Then there is also in the Vedic statement is that you should eat with your friends always. That is the normal system, that you enjoy food belong to your friends who are your well-wishers. So Krishna was doing exactly that with his friends he was enjoying and eating that. This happiness he didn't get it at home, nor he got it anywhere else. Even when devotees make thousands of preparations and offer it to Krishna, Krishna will just look at it and say, you can take it back now. That's what it is. But he enjoyed when his devotees, like the cowherd boys, they offered him. He doesn't want any mantra to be chanted. anything, nothing. No. He was in full bliss eating with them in this way. Tishtan madhye sabari sukhrudau hasayan narmabhisvaihi. That and the amount of jokes Krishna was making, all of them were enjoying it also. And the demigods were looking from the sky and thinking what to do now. Because generally, when sacrifices are performed according to the Vedic sacrifices, the system is that all the sacrifices are meant to please whom? To please Krishna at the end. And these sacrifices, normally demigods come. Demigods come and accept the offering and they take it in turn and offer it to the Supreme Lord. This is the system of that. And when demigods are receiving the offering, they invite the Supreme Lord to come to partake the prasadam, to accept the offering. And after Krishna has accepted the offering, only then the demigods are allowed to take it. This is how the mantras are structured in the sacrifices. So they will always invite Krishna to come for the feast. But Krishna says, no, I am not coming. I can't come. But why? Because Krishna is thinking, who is these demigods? Why do I have to go and eat with them? It's a little bit below my position. That is how Krishna thinks about them. Then Krishna is thinking, let them have it. Let them eat well. I am not going to go and show my presence there. And he keeps away from them due to that aristocratic position of Krishna. So, Tishtan Madhye Sabari Sukhrudau Hasayan Narmabhisvaihi. When the demigods saw this, Krishna never comes to them. So that means they are always very careful while approaching Krishna. But here, Krishna is enjoying like this with these children, with these cowherd boys and the friends like this. And that is what that has surprised them. Sorge loke mishadi bhubuje yajnyabhuk balakelim. Sorge loke mishadi bhubuje. When they have invited Krishna in Sorgalokam, in the heavenly planets, Yajnabhuk Balakelim. That Yajnabhuk, the personality who accepts everything from the sacrifices, who refused to go, is enjoying like this with his friends in Vrindavanam, with all these cowherd boys together, and they were having the feast. Bibradvenam Jadarapadayoho Shringavetre Jagachai Vamai Pano Masranagabalau Talbhalanyangulishum Tishtan Madhye Subari Sukhrudau Hasayan Narmabhisvaihi Sorge Loke Mishadi Bhubuje Yajnabhuk Balakelim. So that is how that feast carried on. The feast carried on for some time, and suddenly the calves were grazing nearby, not far from there. One of the boys got up and said to Krishna, where have the calves gone? The calves have gone missing. Krishna says, no, don't worry about it, they will be there, they won't go anywhere. But two or three cowherd boys started saying this, and they were feeling a little bit uneasy about it, because after the experience in the morning with Akasura, they were getting worried whether somebody else has stolen their calves. So when Krishna saw that, all the cowherd boys were getting a little bit concerned. For them, their attachment to the calves were so strong that Krishna told them that don't worry about it, I'll go and find out myself. But one condition, nobody should eat till I come back. He says to them, you should all sit here. I'll go and find the cows and I'll come back very soon and I'll bring them back. They knew that Krishna will find them and bring them back. So on that guarantee, Krishna left the scene and went away. And the cowherd boys all sat there. And cowherd boys sat there and saw that Krishna was going to get the cows and he has gone away. It was then that what you find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a great personality comes there. This great personality, who is that? It is our Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma was seeing this whole thing from the sky along with the other demigods. Not only that, when he heard about this Akasura's liberation, the demigods started playing the drums and celebrating it in a big scale, and the noise arrived in Brahmaloka. Brahmalokam, they heard this noise. You see, the thing is that noise is not what we hear alone in this world. This is not whole noise or the sound. The sound has got so many different phases of sound. In the Vedic tradition, they will teach you all these things if you study the Jnanamarga process. Pashyandi, వైఖరి, మధ్యమ, పర, అపర అండ్ నాదం. దర్ ఆర్ సిక్స్ డిఫరెంట్ లెవెల్స్ ఆఫ్ నాయిస్ లెవెల్స్. అవర్ ఎలక్ట్రానిక్ ఎక్విప్మెంట్స్ కెన్ ఓన్లీ క్యాచ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నాయిస్ వాట్ వీ మేక్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. ది అదర్ నాయిస్ లెవెల్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు బి హర్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వేకెంట్ స్టేట్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద డిఫికల్టీ. ద స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ నాయిస్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ లెవెల్స్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఇఫ్ యూ థింక్ అబౌట్ దిస్, దట్ నార్మలీ వీ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద వేకెంట్ స్టేట్ విచ్ ఈస్ నోన్ అస్ జాగ్రత్త స్టేట్. వన్స్ యూ మూవ్ ఫ్రమ్ జాగ్రత్త స్టేట్ టువర్డ్స్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్, దెర్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ దేర్ విచ్ వీ కెనాట్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ క్యాచ్. వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ది ఎక్విప్మెంట్స్ ఫర్ దాట్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ టు గెట్ దాట్ సౌండ్ through our mechanical equipments. It requires a different kind of yoga system required, and only the demigods have the capacity to know that. Once you go beyond that, in the sushupti state, in the deep sleep, you also have a different level of sound. That is why sound is classified like this: pashyandi, vaikari, madhyama. Beyond all these three, in the liberated state, there is another kind of sound again. So we may be thinking the sound what we hear is the only kind of sound. That is not true, because the yogis, how do they transmit messages? Their kind of perception and transmission is in a completely different level. And because our consciousness is always in this jagrat state most of the time, and rarely it goes to the dream state and sushupti, or sapnam and sushupti, we haven't got any knowledge of this kind of sound system that exists even on the higher levels of consciousness. As soon as you go into the samadhi state or turiyavastha, where is another level of state which is known as para, the sound is known as para shabdam at that time. The sound is such a, because after all, sound is the origin of everything. It is from the sound the creation. Now slowly the scientists are saying like this, that there was a big bang, there was a big sound and this, that and the other. But they do have no idea of the finer side of the sound vibrations, how the sound performs in different phases of consciousness, jagrat, sapnam, sushupti and samadhi states. Different sound conditions exist then. We may not be able to understand that unless one practices that yoga system, or as and when you come to that samadhi state, you will realize these things. Shastras are saying this, and the great yogis have realized this through their practices. So anyway, the point I was trying to say was that the Brahma and the demigods, they communicate each other. We don't know. We have no idea where they sound. You will not be able to get that by any mechanical equipment. They have a different level of existence. So therefore, what happens in Janalogam, Maharlogam, Tavolokam, Satyalogam and all the heavenly planets, all is noticed by Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma heard all these celebrations of Akasura's liberation, which was given by Krishna so freely, and how Akasura went back to the spiritual world. So hearing all these things, Brahma had come to see Krishna. Who is Krishna? That is what Brahma was thinking for a moment. Why Brahma thought like that? I'll tell you later how that thoughts happened. So Brahma came down, and when he saw all what was going on, that Krishna has engaged in this feast with his friends, and after that Krishna has gone looking for the calves. By now some stupidity came to Brahma's head. Some stupid thought came. What was the thought? Brahma thought, this Krishna, although we say that he has come from the spiritual world and all, still I have a little doubt. When he is in this world, like in the human form here, is he above Maya, or Maya is above him? This thought came to Brahma's mind. So Brahma started thinking this and thought for a minute, let me test him first. And thinking that, using Maya or Maya's potency, Brahma decided to keep the calves away, to keep the cowherd boys away. Actually, first he covered the calves. He kept the calves away from Krishna's vision. Krishna looked around everywhere. He couldn't find the calves. And Krishna, for a second, thought, where could the calves go so far in such a short time? And the boys were, and the friends were right in complaining that the calves have been stolen by somebody, especially after the experience with Ahasura. Krishna was thinking like this. The boys were probably right in saying that. So Krishna looked for some time where the calves have gone. But immediately, Krishna realized that this was nobody else than Brahma. Brahma has done this trick of taking the thoughts away from there. And when Krishna saw that, Krishna says that if you want to keep the cows, you can keep them. I don't have any problem with that. But the question here is, when Brahma kept the calves away, Krishna went back to see his friends back there, who were sitting there, to see what's happening to them. When he went there, Brahma has covered them also, taken them away from there. And Krishna was left alone. There was nobody there at that time. When that stage happened, Krishna was thinking that when he took the prasadam with his friends, Brahma had come there. And instead of going to Krishna directly, Brahma was standing behind a tree and watching the whole scene. So Krishna's position was that at the time of prasadam, even if Brahma comes, it is better to wait. He shouldn't come here. This was Krishna. But Krishna has noticed that Brahma was waiting behind the trees, watching the whole scene. Krishna was completely aware of all the demigods and all the on the Lord Brahma also being present there. So it was then that Krishna decided that if it is like this, then Brahma wants to keep all my calves and all my friends away from me, let him have them. He can have that. And he decided to expand himself into all the different expansions. Krishna expanded in his form into the calves. Every calf's form Krishna has taken. Every single calf, the form Krishna has expanded himself. He has also expanded himself to all the cowherd boys, all the friends who were with him. They were all, he has taken all that forms as well. What else has he done? Krishna has taken the form, Sri Rajani Swamiji says, he calls it as Chidvetram, Chilkabalam. That is how he says. In other words, the sticks, what were there, all that forms Krishna has taken. The different sticks and the horn which they were using, Krishna has taken that form. Even the prasadam which was in their hands, they were all sitting there with prasadam in the hand. All Krishna has expanded into all the different entities who were present in that day in the feast. Krishna has expanded himself into all these different forms. This is what Krishna has done. So, because time was running out, by evening they had to go home, isn't it? So, when Krishna was going home, Krishna's expansions, all these cowherd boys, everybody, they were all Krishna's expansions. All the calves were Krishna's expansions. They were all going home together. They were all going home. And Brahma has kept the original cowherd boys and the calves with him, away from Krishna's vision. I'll read that verses because there are something very, very interesting things mentioned, what all was happening there. So if you look to 10th canto, verse chapter 13, we finished at verse 11. We'll continue from there. Bharadaivam valsaveshu bunjane shachudalmasu valsasundarvane duryam vivishustranalobhidaha tan drishtuavaya samtrasthan uje krishnosya bhibhayam Mitranyashanma viramade anyeshe valsaganaham ityukta dridari kunjagahvareshu alma valsagan vijinvan bhagavan krishna sapani kabaloyayam ambhojanmanisantadandaragado mayarbhagasyeshadur drashtum manjumahitum anyadavidat valsvanido valsavan nitvanyatra guru duhandaradasal kevastidoya purav Vismayam. That this is Brahma's dilemma. He came there and saw what has happened to Akasura, and that is what drishtva akasura mokshanam prabhavada prapta param vismayam. That he was surprised to see what has happened to Akasura. And that is why, and these thoughts came to him, is Krishna above Maya? Or Maya is, can he control Maya? This was the thought that has come to Brahma's mind. Tado valsana drishtvaita pulini vijavalsavan ఉభావభిమని కృష్ణో విజికాయ సమందద కోపి దృష్ట్వాంతర్విమిని వల్సాన్ పాలాంశ విశ్వవిల్ సర్వం విధిగతం కృష్ణ సహసా వేజగామః తద కృష్ణో ముదం కర్తం తన్మాతృణాం జగస్య చ ఉభాయ ఉభయాయ ఇదమాత్మానం చక్రే విశ్వకృతీశ్వర యావల్ ద్వల్ దుల్సభవల్ సకాల్పగమపుర్ యావల్ కరాంగ్ర్యాదికం యావద్ దృష్టి విషాణ వేణుదలశ యావద్ విభూషాంబరం యావత్ శీలగుణాభిదాకృతిమయో యావద్్యుహారాదియం సర్వం విష్ణుమయం శిరోంగవద చ సర్వస్వరూపో భవౌ ద పర్టిక్యులర్ వర్డ్స్ యావద్వల్సవల్సకాల్పకమపుర్ యావల్ కరాంగ్ర్యాదియం యావద్ దృష్టి విషాణ వేణుదలశ యావద్ విభూషాంబరం యావత్ శీలగుణాభిదాకృతిమయో యావద్్యుహారాదియం సర్వం విష్ణుమయం గిరోంగవద సర్వస్వరూపో భవౌ దట్ హౌ కృష్ణ వాస్ ఎక్స్పాండింగ్ హింసెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ టు ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్ దేర్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ టు డూ టేక్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ డే దట్ హీ హ్యాడ్ టు ఎక్స్పాండ్ ఇన్ ది కౌహెడ్ బాయ్స్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ కర్వ్స్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ఆల్సో టేక్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్న్స్ అండ్ ది స్టిక్స్ దే యూజ్ ఫర్ టెండింగ్ ది కర్వ్స్ అండ్ లైక్ దిస్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ ఎక్స్పాండెడ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ టు వేరియస్ ఫార్మ్స్ తన్మాదరో స్వయమాత్మాత్మగోవల్సన్ ప్రతివర్యాత్మవల్సమై క్రీడన్నాత్మవిహారేశ్చ సర్వాత్మా ప్రవిశల్ వ్రజం తత్తద్వల్సాన్మదీత్వా తత్తల్ గోష్ఠీ నివేశ్య స తత్తదాల్మా భవద్రాజం తత్తల్ సద్మ ప్రవిష్టవన్ తన్మాదరో వేణురవత్వరో తిద ఉత్థాప్య దోర్మీ పరిరభ్య దర్భరం స్నేహస్నుదస్తన్యమయసుధాసవం మత్వా పరం బ్రహ్మసుధానపాయయన్ That particular day, when Krishna got back to the... Krishna went home to his house, to Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. And the cowherd boys, they all went back to their houses. Now you can see what happens in their houses. The gopis have thought, their children have come back, isn't it? All the gopis have been waiting for them to come back. So the gopis were thinking, my children have come back. Who was actually in reality, it was Krishna's expansions. So something interesting started happening in everyone's house. Because it was Krishna, all the gopis have started becoming more and more affectionate towards him. And they were not aware that it was not their children actually. It was Krishna's expansions who looked like their own children. Now, what all Krishna had to do, just see this, the difficulty here. Krishna had to take the consciousness of each of those boys. Whose consciousness were they? Because in the morning when the boys left home, they have told their mothers, when we come home in the evening, we would like to eat this, this and this. So many things they have told the mothers. So Krishna had to take the consciousness also of the same friends. Not just the physical form and appearance only. Even the way they spoke, the things, the relationship they had with their parents, the mother, father and every members in the house, all that Krishna had to get into himself. So you can imagine what an amount of mystic power Krishna had to use in this particular pastime. So that is why it makes it interesting that when the boys came home, they had to act in a way as though they were their original children, original cowherd boys. But on the other hand, they were all Krishna's expansions. Number one. Number two, you'll also see this, that these cowherd boys, because it was Krishna, the gopis started feeling an unusual happiness in looking after them, which they used to feel when they looked after Krishna. Every morning when Krishna was going away with the friends, gopis used to stand at the door and watch Krishna going away to the forest. That was their morning breakfast, it seems. This was their breakfast. Seeing Krishna going with the cowherd boys to the forest. That is how Srimad Bhagavatam says. It was their breakfast in the morning. So today what was happening was, as soon as Krishna comes back, all the gopis were at Yashoda's house to play with Krishna. Or to pat him, or to cuddle him, or to look after him. This way they wanted to spend their time. They had no interest in their own children. This was their normal life. But with this Krishna's expansion, Krishna thought, till now I have only given the opportunity for Yashoda to look after me. Let the gopis also enjoy a little bit of my life. So, Krishna because he was present as Krishna's expansions, the gopis did not feel the need to go to Yashoda's house. They started feeling an unusual love for their own children, who is actually Krishna's expansions. So that day onwards, gopis stopped going back to Yashoda, and Yashoda started asking, why you don't come to see Krishna anymore? So this way Krishna has put the whole Gokulam Rajam into a confused state altogether. The gopis were feeling extreme bliss. That is what it says in that verse. Tanmadaro venuravattaro thida uthapyado viparibhinarbharam snehasnudas tanyamaya sudhasavam matvaparam brahma sudhanapayayan tato drubonmardana majalevanarangara rakshatilakashanadhivi samlalidaswajanidai prahashayan sayam gado yamayamena madhava gavastado goshtamubedya sattvaram hungara goshai parihuda sangadan swagan swagan valsadara napayen muhur lihandya sravadhauda sampaya govopina madrudasmin sarvasne hardhigam vina purovada subihare stogada mayaya vina rajogasam sulogeshu snehavalya abdhamanyuham shaneer nisimamavrte yadha krishne tupurvaval. Now, when this was happening with the gopis and the cowherd men, when their sons have come back as Krishna's expansions have come, and they were not aware of this, what was happening in the goshala, in each house, the cows have seen their new calves which had come, and an unusual attachment to the calves, the cows started feeling. As soon as, if they were giving 5 liters before, they were giving 10 liters now. The milk production has increased straight away. Because who was drinking the milk? Krishna was drinking the milk in their calf's form. And the cows didn't know anything about it, what was happening. As soon as they saw, they started licking at these new calves which had come. An unusual attachment, an unusual affection, they started feeling for these calves, which was Krishna's expansions. So there also the situation has changed. The milk production has gone up, and on the other hand, at home, an unusual happiness all over the house. You can imagine why it is like that. You see, in one house, sometimes you can see this. If everybody is in tamogunam, what will be the state there? You can imagine what situation happens in the house. If everybody falls into tamogunam, at least somebody should have a little bit satogunam. Otherwise, I don't know what to say, how to put it improperly, but the whole house can get into a awkward situation if everyone falls into tamogunam. So, but in this house now, what was happening was, there is one liberated soul in every house, isn't it? Because Krishna is not subjected to Maya. So in every house, what was happening was, there is one liberated soul in your house. So what will happen? Everyone else feels the presence of that liberated soul, isn't it? Just like when you associate with personalities who are beyond the modes of nature, who have gone to a very high degree of satugunam, or beyond the modes of nature, automatically that influence of that personality will be there on everyone else. That is why when you find very, very advanced, great personalities, everyone goes to them. Why? Because they feel the presence of that personality affecting their own consciousness. Sinful activities, sinful thoughts goes away and develops Krishna consciousness inside. Therefore, they go to the great people. Now, this is we are talking about in this material world normal situation. But here we have a different situation altogether. One member in every family is in the goshala as well as in the house, is a liberated soul. Liberated means who is above the modes of nature, who has taken a dress like this and come there. Krishna himself is present there. So you can imagine, they were all feeling that supreme bliss in every house. The house was so much of happiness and bliss, and you couldn't believe that, how the whole Vrajam, the whole Vrindavanam was experiencing the joy of Krishna's expansions in every house. That is what it is mentioned here. Sri Shukadeva has not forgotten all the changes that has happened due to Krishna expanding like this to each and every family. Every family has got the opportunity of Krishna being present there. Many things in this pastime to understand. Normally, we have some understanding about time and space, isn't it? We all think about time and space. We have got this theory, that theory, theory of relativity, so many equations, and this, that, and the other. This one particular pastime of Krishna will tell us that all our calculations are wrong. We can learn that from this pastime. I'll show you how that happens. Our Lord Brahma, what did he do? What did he do? He covered Krishna's calves first. Then he covered Krishna's friends also, to cover both, isn't it? So Krishna says, Brahma can have them. I will have my own way. Created all these expansions, and this carried on for 1 year. One whole 1 year, this happened. Why did it take 1 year? The reason for that is, every single day, Krishna used to come back in the morning in the usual way with his expansions to the forest, play the whole day with his friends in the same way as he did before, goes back in the evening home, and go back to their houses, each one of them. This whole process lasted for 1 whole year. Why did it take 1 year? Because our Brahma, very intelligent person, he covered these calves and the cowherd boys, and then he got on to his vehicle, which is this swan, isn't it? Hamsam is his vehicle. Got on to that and went back to the Brahmalokam. Satyalokam. Satyalokam is Brahma's planet, isn't it? Brahma is known as Satyalokadhipati. Satyalokadhipati means the authority in the Satyalokam. He was testing Krishna's position. Who is Krishna? When he went there, as soon as he got in, the guards at Brahmalokam, Brahma's office, they were standing there. This person with his four heads comes back. When they got in, one of them put the stick like this there, stopped him from getting in. From the other side, the other person also put his stick, and that means he has blocked it. Brahma could not go in. Brahma got angry at that time. He even told them that, I am paying your wages, isn't it? And what's happening to you, he says. They said, who are you? The servants who were supposed to be serving Brahma there in the heaven, in the Brahmaloka, they have completely forgotten about this Brahma who has come back. And not only that they have forgotten, they acted as though they don't know him, who he is, and started asking him, where are you coming from? So our Brahma got a little bit of a shock when this thing happened. He said to them that you don't recognize me, that I am the person, I am the Brahma of this Satyaloka. He says, they told him that don't stand here and talk rubbish, he said. They said to him that if you stand here anymore, we will have to arrest you and put you into the lockup or prison, wherever it was. He said, you come with your four heads and start telling us all these kind of things, he said. So our Brahma was in a really disturbed state. He did not know what to say to them. So by now, this argument is going on outside. Somebody heard inside, in the office, Brahma's office, someone heard this sound, what was going on. So there was immediately somebody pressed the bell from inside, calling for the attention. So when the guards went inside, one of them went inside, so there was another Brahma there, a small Brahma sitting there. And this small Brahma was asking these guards who had come. So they say to him that there is one person who had come here. He's got four heads on, he said. And he's got four directions, he has got four heads. And he is saying to us that he is the Brahma here and he wants to get in. We have told him to leave the place, otherwise we are going to arrest him, he said. So this small Brahma walks outside from his office, comes out and says to this old Brahma standing there, he says to him, are you Brahma? Brahma says, yes, I am Brahma, yes. I have got an order from Nandamayana's son from Vrindavanam, he says. The order is like this, and he started reading the order. Order was this. Brahma, who is in charge of the Satyalokam, who is over 50 years old, because according to the statistics, Brahma has just finished his 50 years old, has gone missing. This is the message from Vrindavanam. Nandanandanan, Krishna's Nandamaharaj's son has sent this message. If ever you have found him anywhere, please immediately bring him over to Vrindavanam. He should be properly questioned about this, and we have to conduct an inquiry for the cause of his disappearance. Like this, signed by Nandanandanan, Nandamaharaj's son, Krishna. And he started, this small Brahma, which came from inside, started reading this message to our new old Brahma. Old Brahma heard the whole message, understood what's going on. Things are not looking very good. So, immediately got on to the swan and started flying back to Vrindavanam. So, this whole traveling from here to Satyalokam, Brahmalokam and back took one whole year. That is why this one whole year it took, Krishna had to continue this role for the whole year. So, you can see that this small Brahma has instructed our old Brahma that you better go back to Vrindavanam and sort out the matter there itself. And there, where he comes back to Vrindavanam, we see what happens there. Verse 27, chapter 13. Itamalpalpanalpanam valsabalamishena sa palayan valsabo varsham chikridevana goshtayoho egada acharayan valsan saramo vanamavishal panjashasutrayama sohayana puranishvajam tado vidura charado gavo valsanu vavrajam govardhana drishrasi charandyo dudrashostranam drishtvadadalsneha vashosmadalma sagovrajotyalpa abadurgamargam Dibakugal Grivamudasya Buchor Gadam Kradaira Subaya Javena Samitiga Vodho Valsan Valsavatyopya Vayen Gilandya Vivajangani Lihandya Sautha Sampaya Gova Sadrodhana Yasa Mankhela Churumanyana Durgandha Krichado Bhitya Govel Ser Dadushu Sudan. Now you can understand why Krishna told Balaram not to come that day. Because this whole thing was going to take a whole year, Krishna told Balaram to sit at home that day. From the next day onwards, Balaram was coming. Balaram never understood what was going on. So, here Shishugan is saying, Sudeva Goswami is saying there, that particular day, one day, Balaram was standing near Govardhan Hill, and he was looking at all the calves. And on the top of the Govardhan Hill, all the cows were grazing, the mothers, the original cows, they were grazing there. But suddenly he saw, when they saw the calves on the ground, they all started running towards the calves. An unusual show of affection and love towards the calves from the cows. And Balaram is a farmer, isn't he? Balaram is a farmer. He will sense straight away how the cows behave. We may not notice, because what do we know? As far as we are concerned, where is milk coming from? Milk is coming from Sainsbury's. That's what for us. Whereas these personalities you may appreciate this, because in the Bhagavatam, Sudeva Goswami has not forgotten to mention this. Why? When the gopis were milking the cows, sometimes the cows won't allow you to milk them. I don't know whether you have noticed this. If you live in a city, it is a bit difficult to notice all these things. That the cows won't allow you to milk them. It is, their mood is like that. So naturally, you need to know how to make the cows to allow you to milk them. So, what did the gopis do when the cows? Gopis had to milk a lot of cows every day. Sri Shugan says in the Bhagavatam, Ya dohane avahanane. When the cows did not allow them to milk, the gopis used to sing about Krishna, chant Hare Krishna in other words. And the cows allowed them to milk them. Cows allowed the gopis to milk them when the gopis chanted the holy name of Krishna. So the gopis found out that if we chant Hare Krishna, the cows will allow us to milk them. That is why Sri Shukan says that, Ya dohane vahanane. Madhano bhaleva prengenganarbha aridhidokshanamantaninam gayandi chainam അനുരക്തധിയാ അശ്രുകന്യഃ ധന്യാ വ്രജസ്ത്രിയ ഉരുക്രമ ചിത്തയാനാം. ഗോപീസ് ഫൗണ്ട് ഔട്ട് ദിസ് ദാറ്റ് ബൈ ചാനിങ് ഹരി കൃഷ്ണ ദേ കാൻ ഗെറ്റ് ദം കൗസ് ടു അലൌ ദം ടു മിൽക്ക്. We do not understand all these things because we are thinking, what is this big milking business, so much to talk about. Milk is available plenty in liters, packed nicely in plastic packets, 10 days old, kept in freezer, beautifully. You can have them and to sell other things, they are selling the milk cheaper also, added to everything else. So 20 pence or 30 pence you get a plastic can of milk. From where it comes from, we don't know. In what conditions the milk has created, no, don't know. What all the cows have eaten, we know certain things from the press that in order to increase the capacity of the milk, all kinds of chemicals have been pumped into the cow's body so that it gives more milk to us. As far as we are concerned, the system worked commercially very viable. So it's fine. But gopis didn't think like, Ya dohani avahanani. Not only dohani, not only milking the house, avahanani madhano bhaleva. That while churning the butter from the yogurt, they were singing about Krishna. What else did they do? While cleaning the place, they were singing about Krishna. Marjanadohu, when they were sweeping the place, they were singing about Krishna. This is what the gopis were doing. Yadohani avahanani madhanobaleva prengenghanarbha. They are absorption of the mind was to such a degree in Krishna. Gayandi chainam anuraktadhiyaha ashrukandhyaha. That continuously they were shedding tears, singing about Krishna. Dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayanam. That most fortunate personalities of this world, Dhanya Vrajastriya, the women of Vrindavanam, Vrajastriya Uryukrama Chitayanam. This is how they spend their time in this world. And that was that culture which has survived through for the last 5,000 years, which still to some degree you can see in Vrindavanam. That culture which started from then on has gone through these 5,000 years in an uninterrupted way. That this culture of thinking about Krishna in all activities, Krishna being the center of all the activities, that is the culture of Vrindavanam. So you can see from there, Dhanya Vrajastriya Urukrama Chittayanam. That is the tradition of the Vrindavanam. So that is what we are saying here, that Balaram knew straight away there is something strange about these cows and the calves. It's unusual. He knew by looking at them that something is going on here. Otherwise, why these cows have such a fast, strong affection for these calves? Because the cows had other babies, other calves as well. They had their first, second or third calves born from them. These were the first ones. The second and third, normally they'll show more affection, the smaller ones, isn't it? Like normally the mothers show more affection to these smaller children. The grown-up ones, they will just ignore them after a while. But the smaller ones, they give more attention. And here, that was not happening. The cows were running from the top of Govardhan all the way to the ground to meet the eldest calves and show this, and they started licking at them. So Balaram sensed something is going. That's what Sri Shukan says here. So when he sensed this, he immediately thought that Krishna must have something to do with this. Otherwise it can't be like this. And that's what he comes in the next verses. He says here, 31. Samitya gavodo valsan valsavatyopibayan shilandhya vivajangani lihandhya saudha sambhaya goba sadrodhana yasa paukhila joruvanyina durga adva prachado bhetya govalsayirda dushu sudan. When they were coming down, this is also another interesting. Balaram noticed another thing. All the cowherd men were not stopping them from coming down to see the calves, because normally you won't allow the calves to drink the milk at that time. After they bring them home, after the milking, they are allowed to drink as much milk as they want. So that's the system. But here, as soon as the cows started running to the calves, Balaram noticed that the cowherd men were not stopping them. Because who were these cowherd men? They were also Krishna's expansions, weren't they? So naturally, the whole scene was set by Krishna himself. Krishna was doing the whole expansions and all these activities, and Balaram didn't know about this. This cowherd men and the cowherd boys, they were hugging each other. And Balaram is seeing this also, this change in the whole nature. Tadapravayaso gobastogashlesha sunarubhrata krichachaneirabhagadas tadanusmutyadashravam vrajasya rama prayamardher vishavulkanyamanukshanam muktastanyashavatyesha apyahedvidajindayal. Balaram's thoughts are discussed in these next few verses. Kimedalbhutamiva vasudeva akhilatmani vrajasya dhatmanastogam stogesha purvam prayamavardhane KM Vakudamaya da Devi Vanayudasuri Prayo Maya Sume Bartur Nanyame Vimohini Idi Sanjindya da Sharho Valsan Savesanami Sarvana Jashtavayundam Chachusha Vayaninasam. Balaram has his what is known as Jnana Chachusa. Jnana Chachusa means for us we are born in ignorance, right? We are born in ignorance and we live in ignorance and we die in ignorance. This is what our life is. Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti. In all these three states, you don't experience the transcendental consciousness. We are always controlled by the material consciousness under the influence of Maya or three modes of material nature. That's what we are. When you cross these three modes, there is another state of existence, and that is where you can see things which you can't see in our present state. Just like you can't hear certain sound, what you can see when you cross these three modes, similarly, certain things also you can't see in our controlled conditioned state. They can see that. Jnana Chakshus is meant for that, through the vision of knowledge. So Balaram is now sensing that. That's what he is seeing. Naide Suresha Akshayo Najaide Tomeva Vasi Samidashrayemi Sarvam Pradaktam Nigamal Kadam Vadityukte Navrtam Prabhuna Bhalovail. So Balaram is asking Krishna, what is going on? I don't understand. That there seems to be something drastically changing. Krishna says to Balaram, oh, did you not know about this? What has happened? Krishna says to Balaram. Krishna says, touch me and have a look at them, he says. So Balaram touched Krishna and looked. What did he see? He saw Krishna everywhere, standing in these different dresses. Cows, cowherd boys, and everything is Krishna only, nobody else. So Balaram asked Krishna, why did you do this? Why did you not tell me this, what Brahma has done? Krishna told Balaram what Brahma has done. Balaram says to Krishna, is it necessary to do all these things? I would have just gone and held him by his ear and brought him here. Exactly. About Brahma he's talking about. Balaram is saying this. Krishna says to Balaram, no. I knew that you will do this because that's Balaram's nature. If he doesn't like, straight away cut his throat. That's Balaram's philosophy. When he went to Navisharanyam, Sudha's father was there reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Balaram walks in and he saw that he's very straightforward, Balaram. Balaram doesn't like all this diplomacy business and all these roundabout ways. Nothing works in Balaram's way. Balaram finds something is wrong, corrects it straight away. That is how powerful Lord Balaram is. And therefore, what did he do in Navisharanyam? He went there. When he went there, in a huge audience were there. In that audience, this Sudha Goswami's father was reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Balaram is walking in. Balaram walked in. Sudha Goswami saw Balaram, didn't give any attention to Balaram. Continued, started reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, you can imagine, you are talking about Krishna and say Krishna walks in. We say to Krishna, you sit there, I'll read Srimad Bhagavatam now. How would you like it? How would Krishna feel that? Krishna, of course, is saying that you read, one day you'll be okay. You keep reading it. That's Krishna's attitude. Balaram's attitude is not like that. Balaram, when he has walked in, Sudha Goswami should have got up, Srila Goswami's father should have got up from the seat and paid his full obeisances and stood there respectfully. That is what was expected from them. Who is Lord Balaram? Balaram is Krishna himself in another dress there. Not knowing that, Sudha Goswami's father made this offense. So, without asking anybody, Balaram said, you go back to spiritual world, don't stay here. This is not the place for you. Why? And don't read Bhagavatam, he said. Why? Because you have no devotion. Balaram decided straight away, you have no devotion, took his cut his throat with a grass or something, just did this, and the head was gone. And the man had gone. And the Sudha Goswami's father had gone. Balaram is concerned, only those who have got some devotion for Krishna should read Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the problem, because if it is Balaram somewhere, you can't read Srimad Bhagavatam, because as far as Balaram is concerned, none of us have any devotion. We are all just opportunists waiting for for our own sense gratification. So Balaram's attitude is like that, and Krishna knew this very well, that if Krishna had told Balaram that Brahma had done this, first thing Balaram would have done was gone and held Brahma by his ears and brought him here and made him to lie down there in front of him. So Krishna says, if I do that, what will happen is, these people will all start talking about us, that we are not members of the family of the Vrindavanam. We are some great gods come from somewhere else. We don't want to create that. That is why I didn't do this, he said to Balaram and pacified him like this. And Balaram kept quiet. So now you can imagine why one whole year Balaram was not told about this. This is that last day that all these things are happening after the whole day. Now, that last day, when this was happening, Balaram had realized why Krishna had kept him away that particular day when this incident happened. I mentioned this before, that everything when Krishna does, there is a lot more planning behind it. It goes for too far before we can even think about it. We can't even analyze it. We'll discuss that in a little more detail later on when Brahma himself comes and deals with and talks to Krishna about it. Naide Suresha Krishayo na Chede, Tome Vabhasi Shavidashrayevi, Sarvam Pradaktam Nigamal Kadamvade, Tiptena Vrtam Pramana Abalove, Tavadetyalma Vuralpam, Anena Trutine Hasa, Purovadabdam Kredandam, Dadrshe Sakalam Harim. Brahma has now come back from Satyalogam. After this experience with the new Brahma, our original Brahma had now come back to Vrindavanam. What's he seeing there? Yavandova Vule Bala Savalsa Sarvamevahi Maya Shayeshayanamin Adhyami Paneruthidaha Idame Netra Utratyaman Maya Mohidetare Tavandameva Tatrabdam Kridando Vishnuna Samam Evame Shubhedeshu Dhiram Dhyatva Samalpabhu Satya Ke Kudare Nedi Yadam Neshto Katanjanam Evam Samohan Vishnum Vimoham Vishavohanam Soyeva Maya Jomi Soyeva Mohida Tamyam Tamovan Naiharam Gandhyodar Chirivahini Mahadi Dharamayasham Niham Dhyalpani Yunjadam. Then our Taval Sarve Valsabala Pashado Vasadakshanal Madrishyantakanashyama Pida Kaushe Vasasam. When Brahma came back to Vrindavanam, he didn't know what to do, because he saw Krishna wandering around there with the one flute in the hand and the stick in the hand and calling for his friends here, there, everywhere. And all over, he also noticed that there were a lot of 400 form of Narayana everywhere, standing in different locations. And in front of them, their Brahma, from different universes they had come, they were all paying their obeisances to Narayana there. And Krishna, in the middle of all these things, is walking around there, freely, unaffected by all what was going on. This is what Brahma has seen there. So, when this has happened, Brahma didn't know what to do. He was, now, what is his position now? He has lost his job there in Satyaloka. Here also, there is not nothing he can do, because Krishna is not even looking at him. Krishna has totally ignored him. Completely ignored him. And Brahma was sweating there, standing there and sweating. What to do now? And with four heads he started thinking. to find a solution to the problem. All the four heads, he was thinking how to deal with the situation. That is what it says here, that Brahma's predicament when he came back. Why? By now he realized who he started slowly, the senses started coming to him. Who is Krishna? This thought started coming to him. Krishna is not ordinary child. What he thought, oh, Krishna is another incarnation, has come here. And under the control of Maya, what he will do, this is what he was thinking before. Now he started realizing all the Vaikuntha planets authorities, all Narayanas were standing there. And their Brahmas were also there paying their obeisances. Krishna was not caring anyone, just wandering around here and there looking for his friends and playing with them. This is what Brahma has seen there. So what does Brahma say at that point? Taval sarve valsabalam pashyado basya dalkshanal vidrishyanta ganashyama pidakao shayava sasam chaturbhuja shangajakra gada gada rajiva paneya kiridina kundalino harino vanamalina Sri Valsangada Dauratnam Kambugangana Panaya Nupure Kadagir Bhada Kadi Sutra Anguli Yage Kada Sutra Anguli Yage Angrima Sangma Pona Tulasi Navadhamabi Komane Sarvaga Treshu Bhuri Vundiva Darpide Chandrika Visham Asmere Sayuna Vanga Vichide Sukarthana Mivaraja Satwabhyam Srashtu Balaga Alma Adisamba Varyande Murti Val Vischarajare Nritya Gita Dine Garhai Pradaguba Sidaha Animadir Mahimavir Ajadhyavir Vibhudivi Chaturvimshadivistatvai Parida Mahadadivi Kala Subhava Samskaram Kamagama Gunadivi Sumahidvastamahivir Murtival Bhiruvasidaha Satyajnanandanandam Matraigara Samurtaya Asprishtamuri Mahatmya Abhihubanushpadatmushadrisham Evam Sagradarashaja Parabrahmatmano Khilan Yasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhadi Sagaracharam Tadodi Gudu Vurta Timidei Gadashe Indriya Tadhalma Bodhas Tushnim Pudevian Diva Putriga Idireshe Varkin Jamahimanis of Pravidigi Patra Paretra Jado than Nirasanamuha Brahma Gamido Anishe Midrashtam Kimida Midiva Mukhedisadu Chacha Dajo Yatwa Sabadi Varemoja Javidigam Sadova Pradilatha Chaka Pareda Dutida Kachadun Mile Vaidrishti Abesh to Adam Salmana Sabe Devabida Pashin Vishobashel Prasidam Vrindavanam Janaji Vidrumakirnam Sama Priam Yatra Sargadurbaida Sahasan Ramagadaya Mitrani Vajidava Sadrudashal Dur Rashagadigam. So Brahma when he came back Brahma, when he came back, he started observing some changes in Vrindavanam. What was the changes now? What was happening there? Previously, everyone who used to feel enmity towards each other, they have forgotten that enmity. In other words, there was no place for any of our mundane feelings like lust, greed, anger, jealousy, envy, all these things have completely gone away in Vrindavan. How did he notice that? In some places, he saw the elephant and the lion were hugging each other. In Vrindavan, elephant and the lions were hugging each other. Normally, as soon as you hear the roaring sound of the lion, the elephants will run. They won't stay because of the enmity between each other. But here what Brahma saw was that they were hugging each other. Similarly, so many other things were going on. The snake and the mongoose, probably you know how they inimical each other they are. The snake, as soon as they hear, the mongoose doesn't get bitten by the snake. Because snake poison doesn't affect the mongoose body. That is a special opulence or capacity or the special mystic power mongoose has got from Krishna. You see, in everything in Krishna's creation, you will find different living entities has been given different potencies. That is the way Krishna creates. So, normally, the snake and the mongoose, when they see each other, mongoose will straightaway kill the snake. That is the normal way the mongoose works. And the snakes are so frightened of them that they are always look for an opportunity how to how to escape from the mangroves. So this is their inimical feeling, Jatya Vairi. That's what they call. Jatya Vairi means by nature itself, by birth itself, they have this inimical feeling each other. But here they saw the mangroves and the snakes were hugging each other. Brahma is noticing all these changes in the nature. And he also heard them talking to each other. He could understand their language. We think that the animals have no communication abilities, isn't it? That's what we think. But it is not true. Animals also communicate each other in their own way. Their own feelings, they can communicate each other. All you have to do is to go and stand in here where the cows are grazing. Stand there and watch them for some time. You will see how they communicate each other. They don't make noise or sound, but looking at each other, they know how to convey their ideas to the other side, the cows and the cows and the cows between each other. They all have certain communication facility Krishna has given them in different ways. But we ignorant ones think that nobody else can do what we can do. And we think that we are the only one supreme in this creation. But it's not so. Different living entities, Krishna has given different capacity. Birds, they have no difficulty in flying. Sitting on any small branch, they'll sit there. And they'll sit and do all kinds of games from there. And nothing disturbs them. They don't fall and they don't have the fear like us. So it is like this, that the different living entities have different capacity Krishna has given them. That is a vibhuti. It is called a vibhuti of Krishna has given to that particular living entity by virtue of creation itself. So here, what Brahma has noticed was that these Jatya Vairis, in other words, enemies by birth itself, they were hugging each other. And what were they saying to each other? That, do you feel any difference in my consciousness? One was saying to the other. Other one was saying, when Nanda Maharaj's son is playing the flute in Vrindavanam, how can one hate anybody else? Because they were all elevated in their consciousness by the Krishna's playing flute in the forest. Krishna was simply playing the flute and enjoying that. And this change has already happened in all the living entities there. But, they said, but although we all have changed, I think the personality who created us, his mind hasn't changed yet. They were referring to Brahma. And Brahma is hearing this, standing there. You can imagine that the snakes and the mangoes and the lions and the elephants, they were all talking to each other, saying that this feeling of hate and lust and anger and all that has gone away from our mind ever since we started hearing Krishna's playing flute. We have purified ourselves, but I think our creator, Lord Brahma, his mind hasn't changed a bit. It looks like that, they were saying to each other, and Brahma is hearing this. So when Brahma heard this, his shame is becoming more and more. He's losing all his pride, is leaving one of the... Krishna is stripping him down to every word. Brahma was feeling humiliated by what a mistake he has done, trying to test Krishna's position. That's what he did, isn't it? So, when Brahma was carry on with this, at this point, ultimately he realized that there is only one option now left. What's that option? That option was to go and to fall in front of Krishna. There is nothing else I can do now. Nothing else is going to work. If I want my position back in Satyalokam, at least I'll have to do that now. Otherwise, I am left with nothing. Neither Satyalokam nor this earthly planet. I can wander around here with my four heads. That's all I can do. So, when Brahma realized this, he went to Krishna straight away and fell down there. And that is what is the next verse he talks about then. Tatrodvahal pashubhavam shashishuttanatyam brahmadvayam paramanandamakadabodam valsan saginivapura paridovijinyam ekam sapanikabalam parameshtachashtaha. Then this is the Brahma, what he is experiencing at this moment. Tatrodvahal pashubhavam shashishuttanatyam. That this little boy of the cowherd boy, his activities, what Brahma was observing. Brahmadvayam paramanandamakadabhodam valsan saghi yuvapura paridovijinyam ekam Sapanikabalam Parameshtajashta. That he was holding his rice ball in the hand. Kabalam, that food, what he was, that is when he left that, isn't it? 1 year ago, when Krishna left the scene, he had all these things in his hand, ready to eat. That was then the friends told him about the calves went missing. So, here, when this was happening, Krishna was looking for his friends and playing his flute and calling different friends' names. And Krishna was also making the noises of different calves. One calves were crying for the mother and Krishna was responding to that in his own style, trying to pacify them. Sapani kabalam paramesh tyajashtaham. That, and this is what Brahma has seen at that point. Brahma has seen Krishna in this particular form there, standing and calling his friends. And it was then that Brahma goes and falls down in front of Krishna. Kanagadandamiva vibhatyam. That is why in the next verse you will see, like a golden rod, boom, like that, straight away on the way. Not like us paying obeisances, little by little, little by little. First we put our knees down, then you put our hands down, this, that. No, nothing like that. Straight away like a rod, Brahma fell in front of Krishna. So when he fell like that, Krishna looked at him and started smiling. Do you know why Krishna smiled by seeing these obeisances like this? Because when Brahma paid the obeisances, two of his heads were facing up. One was down, two were on the sides, isn't it? One was facing up, two were on the sides, and one was going down. So Krishna thought, why is he paying obeisances like this? Nobody pays obeisances in the head like this, isn't it? So Krishna started getting a little surprised, this style of obeisances. Sometimes you see, sometimes people make all different types of obeisances, you can make. Like these, all kinds, different styles of obeisances you can notice in the temple. Different devotees do different ways. So, but this Brahma style was never done anywhere before. So probably that is what has made Krishna to look at him a little carefully. Then he thought, maybe in Satyaloka, this may be the style of paying obeisances. Krishna thought like that. Maybe, who knows, in Satyaloka how they pay their obeisances. Maybe this is the style. Krishna wouldn't say one word. No answer at all. That is Krishna. Doesn't matter who it is. It may be Brahma or anybody. You should see Krishna when he gets serious. That is how he is. When Krishna is serious, whether it is Brahma or anybody, it doesn't matter. No. That seriousness, that how do you call it, the heaviness in him, heaviness in Krishna will come out. On the other hand, if the calves are playing and making all sorts of funny noises, Krishna will go playing with them, pulling their tail and rubbing their throat, everything. Do everything and make all kinds of jokes with the cowherd boys. But when Brahma comes and pays obeisances, no, stay away. It's not time yet to talk to you. Come, make an appointment and come. This is the attitude. This is what I was saying in the beginning, how Krishna is. No one knows that word swarad in the Bhagavatam is given because of this reason. Completely independent. You cannot put any kind of restriction on Krishna that, oh, I have done this, so you should do like this. No, that doesn't work with Krishna. Krishna will do what he likes. By his causeless mercy, if one can get some relationship with Krishna, then he is fortunate. Otherwise, no, you won't get understand who Krishna is. What does Krishna will do the next moment? No one knows about it. So here, Brahma, and same thing he did with Indra also. Great, great personalities will come. This five-year-old Krishna is not bothered. He has no time to talk to them. He is, now I am busy. Instead of standing here and talking, paying your obeisances, bring me my cows and calves which you are hiding, and my friends, why don't you bring them back? This was Krishna's attitude. So look at this. That is the way Krishna used to relate with Lord Brahma. Brahma was getting frightened. What am I supposed to say now? no response at all from Krishna. Brahma was getting sweating now. That is what is mentioned there, that
tatroduhal pashubhavam shashishuttanatyam brahmadvayam paramanandamakadabodam valsan sagiva pura parido vijinyam egam savanikabalam parameshtajashtaham dushtuadharena nijadhovarena dovadiryam pratyamabhu kanagadandam ivabhivatyam.
Just like a kanagadandam, a golden rod, he fell there in front of Krishna. Sprishtva
chadurmukutakoti virangri yugmam matva mudashru sujalai agrida abhishegam.
At this point, Brahma realized that unless I shed my tears, nothing is going to work. So lying there like that, with all the four heads, he started rubbing at Krishna's lotus feet. And when he started doing that, tears were coming. And with the tears from the four heads, Brahma washed Krishna's lotus feet. At that point, that is what Shishugari is saying here.
Drishtva atvarena nichadorena dovadiryam prithva avavam kanagadandam ivabhivatyam sprishtva chadurmukutakoti virangri yugmam natva mudashu sujalai agrida abhishegam itthayothaya krishnasya chirasya padayidvadayobanan aste mahitvam pragrishtam smritva smritva punapunam shanairadhothaya vimrujjalo jane mugundamuddikshavinam ragandharaham kridanjali prashrayavan samahida savebhador gadgadayai gadgadayai savebhador gadgadayai ladelayaha. Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Trayodashodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda.
Brahma paid his obeisances. When he paid his obeisances, Krishna started feeling a little bit compassion now. Because he started crying. Brahma started crying very much. And realized that there is no other shelter except to surrender to, I have done a great offense. These thoughts came to Brahma's mind. Because this mentality of Brahma is in us also. It's not only in Brahma. We shouldn't think like that, oh, Brahma has done like this, I don't have that problem. No, it's not like that. Reason is, Brahma, although, where did Brahma get all this capacity to create? Brahma got the capacity for creation from Krishna. You must always remember that. Brahma got the capacity to create from Krishna. Secondly, who gave the knowledge to Brahma about creation? Krishna gave the knowledge, isn't it? In the beginning of Bhagavatam, what does it say? Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adikavaye Muhyandiyal Surayaha. That first knowledge came to Brahma. It was transmitted to Brahma's heart from Krishna. Isn't it? It is in the Bhagavatam famous words, the first verse itself. That Brahma Hridayam, that knowledge has come to Brahma from Krishna. Krishna gave him the knowledge, Krishna gave him the ability to create. Both have, Brahma knows very well where this has come from. But Brahma has forgotten. He thought, after continuing this creation for a long while, he started thinking that I can do all these things. Why? I have forgotten the origin, source where it came from, and felt that he need to test Krishna's position. That thoughts came up to him. And that is called Rajogunam. This is the nature of Rajogunam. Rajogunam is like that. That pravarti means work and pride. Abhimanam is always goes along with that. So, when Brahma did this for such a long time, his creation lasts very long. And for a long time, engaged in creation process, the result was that he has developed pride in his heart. I am the doer. This has come up to him. It's also a lesson for all of us who are working very, very hard in this world to get this place right. That is what everybody is thinking in this world, isn't it? That every great personality in this world is thinking, that due to my, I am running this world. If I have not done this, taken action through United Nations at the right time, what will happen? The whole place will be terrorism, this, that, and the other. All kinds of things they cook up from their mind. Why? Because this strong thing called Rajogunam is making them to think that they are the doers, and they have this pride in them. If I have not acted like this, look at this, what I have done. I have done this, I met this person, I made this deal with him, I conducted this, I conducted that, and that is why this whole world is going on like this. What would have happened if I wasn't there? This kind of things will build up inside. This is called pride. Pride coming from pravarti, from action. Karmam, karmam has got this one great problem. The more one engages in karmam, karmam will make a person to develop this rajogunam. And when develops this rajogunam means the knowledge will go. The knowledge will automatically leave that person. More and more will get attached to the results of his work. And not only that, he will identify himself that I am the doer. And that is why in Bhagavad Gita, Vedavyasa Maharshi is saying there, Krishna speaking to Arjuna, Prakriti gunaya, prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvasha, ahangara vimodhatma, kartaham midi manyadem. I am the doer, I am the doer, kartaham midi manyadem. That thoughts will come very, very strongly in the mind. But in Brahma's case, it only took 1 year to come to his senses. It took only 1 year to come to his senses. But in our case, what's happening is that due to Krishna's some mercy, whatever it is, a little bit of knowledge, so-called technology, has come to us. And a little bit of capacity to manipulate the material elements. But now what do? We say, declare the whole world, there is nobody superior to us. We know everything. In other words, at least Brahma learned the lesson in 1 year. How long will it take for us to learn the lesson? This is the question. That this one thing called karma, see how it has deceived even Lord Brahma. If Brahma can be deceived by karma, are we not going to be deceived by karma? Is there any more difficulty to understand this? And what does the human society is thinking? Some ability to even to innovate and to develop all this so-called technology and everything. Who gave them intelligence? Krishna has given intelligence. And what do we say? The next thing, we question Krishna. Exactly like Brahma did, isn't it? Is there any difference? Brahma thought, what has Krishna got to do with all my capacity? I'm doing my own. I don't need Krishna. I can do what I want and I have the capacity to do it. Look at the way I've created everything. As soon as all this happened, the next thought, second step, next thing is, you want to offend Krishna. And that's what Brahma did. And as soon as the offense started, Krishna said, now you come back to your position where you were before and control Brahma. And the human society is not going to be different than that. We will continue questioning everything. We keep questioning and continuously rejecting the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and also Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, rejecting it, thinking that all this has no validity. And one day, it may take a very long time for us to learn this basic principle of how the material world functions. We believe that our inventions and our technology is above everything. Our inventions and technology has no standing in front of Krishna. And Krishna taught this lesson to Brahma, and Krishna also will teach us in his own way at the appropriate time, when we have to learn the lesson in a hard way. That is why from time immemorial, great sages who had a higher understanding of life and the principle of how a living entity should live in this world took to Krishna consciousness seriously. And they preached Krishna consciousness and they tried to maintain the society on the basis of Krishna consciousness so that the society doesn't get misled and fall in the wrong direction. In order to avoid that, they wrote all this transcendental literature and left it for us to read and to take the benefit from that. And we think that this is for this is unnecessary wasting of our time. We think if we can invent something else, if we can produce a baby in the test tube, or if we can do something higher in the laboratory and tomorrow get the Nobel Prize and call each other great personalities, we think that is the success of life. Bhagavatam says no. Bhagavatam says learn the lessons like Lord Brahma has learned. At least Brahma learned in 1 year. How long is it going to take for the human society to learn? This is the big question mark behind it. It's going on for so long. Every 40 years, 50 years, we develop something. But immediately after that, when it gets unbearable, Krishna creates a situation where everything is destroyed again. This is what happens. So peaceful existence in this world is dependent on Krishna, not dependent on our intelligence. In the Bhagavadam, in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yadamasam, Sarvaloga Maheshwaram, Sukhradam Sarva Bhodanam, Yatuamam Shanti Mruchadi. These words will never go in vain. These are the words of the Supreme Personality. Bhoktaram Yadamasam. I am the person, he says, Krishna says, Sarvaloga Maheshwaram. I am the authority, controller of the whole creation. Sukhradam Sarva Bhodanam. If every living entity wants happiness in their life, Yatvamam Shanti Mruchadi, they should take my shelter. Very unequivocally, Krishna has declared this in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So those who are intelligent will realize this and they will take the humble position and understanding that behind everything, Krishna is the controller. Whereas Lord Brahma, the moment he has forgotten, he fell victimized by this. That is Krishna's way of correcting the situation. So whatever it is, what has now happened is, our Brahma, because of this pride that has developed due to the creative process of the karmam, what that has been executing, the pride that has developed caused his downfall, and Brahma has come to his senses. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, at this point, there is a prayer from Lord Brahma to Krishna. It is known as Brahma Stuti, or Brahma's glorification of Krishna. Devotion, knowledge, and renunciation. All these three things are discussed in this particular prayer. It's a very long prayer, lasting about 62 verses. And in these 62 verses, there is no other prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam as good as this in these three aspects. Knowledge, devotion, and renunciation. Bhakti, Jnanam, and Vairagyam. All these three things to it speak. Why? Brahma had to give a prayer, speak like this. Otherwise, Brahma was thinking, if I pray to Krishna in a normal way, what will Krishna think? Krishna will ask me, who taught you first of all everything? It's me who have taught you, and this is what you have learned from me, is it? If he asks like that, it won't look very good, would it? Because a student always wants to see that he does the best in front of the teacher. Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adigavaye Muhyandiyal Suryaha. That Brahma realized that, and that is why this prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam is superior to all other prayers. Bhakti, Jnanam, and Vairagyam. There is no other prayers in the Bhagavatam equivalent to Brahma's prayers, and some of the most famous prayers and famous verses. And continuously, Brahma is surrendering to Krishna and explaining his own position, asking for shelter and discussing about the position of devotion, position of bhakti, and the position of knowledge. Everything is there in those prayers, and that is why those prayers are so important. So we'll continue with that prayer. Sri Brahma Vacham Naumi Dyade Brahmabhushe Taditambaraya Gunjavadam Saparivinjala Sonmukhaya Vanyasraje Kabala Vetra Vishana Venu Lashma Shriye Mrudupade Pashupanga Jaya Naumidyade Brahmabhushe Taditambaraya Gunjavadam Saparivinjala Sonmukhaya Vanyasraje Kabala Vetra Vishana Venu Lashma Shriye Mrudupade Pashupanga Jaya Asyabi Deva Vabhusho Madanugrahasya Svechamayasya Nadubhudamayasya Gobil Deshe Mahim Tu Asidam Manasam Darena Sakshatavaiva Kimuda Alpa Sukhanu Bhudem Yane Prayasamudabhasya Namandameva Jeevandi Sanmukharidam Bhavadiya Vartam Stani Sida Ashudigadam Tanu Vangmanobhir E Prayeshe Jida Jido Pasida Estri Lokyam. When this Brahma's prayers were discussed by Sridharacharya Swamiji in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, he was in tremendous ecstasy. because Srila Swami wrote commentary on Bhagavatam after receiving his special benediction from Narasimha Murthy. Narasimha was his special mercy. So Srila Swami says there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Naumidya Debravushe Tadidambaraya. Gunjavadam Saparibinjala Sanmukhaya. Vanyasraje Kabala Vetra Vishana Venu Rashmashriye Mrudupade Pashuvangajayam. That it is Sri Paramananda Narasimha Padam Halpadam Vyakarol Sridhara Swami Yathamadhi Vidhistudim. Sridhara Swami was finding it difficult. Looks appears as though that Sridhara Swami is praying to Narasimha Murthy to give the intelligence to discuss this Brahma's prayers, because it is pregnant with knowledge, pregnant with devotion, and pregnant with renunciation. Bhakti, Jnanam and Vairagyam is completely in these prayers of Lord Brahma. So naturally, when Brahma's prayers are to be discussed, Sridhara Swami was praying to Narasimha Murthy. That is what he says. The commentary begins like this. Iti Shri Paramanandam Narasimham Padashalpadam Vyagaro Sridhara Swami Yathamadhi Vidhistudim. According to my capacity, Sridhara Swami says, I have commented on this Brahmastudhi. In other words, Sridhara Swami himself was feeling the great difficulty in commenting on the Brahma's prayers because of its gravity. Naumi Dede Brahmo Vacham Naumi Dede Brahmabushe Tadidambaraya Gunja Avadam Savari Vinjala San Mukhaya Vanyasraje Kabalavetra Vishana Venu Lakshma Shriye Mrudupade Pashubanga Jaya Asya Bideva Bosho Madanugrahasya Svecha Mayasya Nada Bhudamayasya Gomil Neshe Mahim Tumasidam Manasandarena Sakshata Vaiva Kimudatma Sukhanu Bhude Yani Prayasa Mudabasya Namandameva Jivandi San Mugaridam Bhavadiya Vartam Stani Sida Shudigadam Tanuang Manobir Ye Praya Shojida Jidopya Sidai Strilokyam Shreyaswadim Bhakti Jida Mudasya Devi Bhoklishyandi Eke Vada Bhodalabdhaye Teshama Sokleshram Eva Shishyade Nanyadhyada Stura Dushavakadinam Purehamuman Bahavobi Yogina Sudirpi Dehani Jagarma Labdhaya Vishuddhya Bhakti Vakato Vanidaya Prabedir Alma Prabedir Enjochida Degadim Param Tadabi woman Mahima Gunasele, Votomar Hatimadander Almavi, Vikrayal, Swanipava, the Rubado, and Nevo the Almadayana Chanyada, Gunaman is saving on Army Madam, Hidavadurna Segamishi Desia, Kali de Yerva Vida Sukalper, Wamsa came Higa Antimasam, Tatenu Gambam Susami Chamano, Janame Watnagram Vivagam, Krudva Bibir Vidan Namaste, Jive the Yo Muktimade Sadayabhak. That discussion about Jnani's position and those who consider themselves to be liberated. Because often Brahma realized this, that simply by cultivating knowledge alone is not sufficient. That is what he is saying here. Jnani prayasamudamasya namandyam eva jivandilo sanmugaridam bhavadiya vartam sthanestidam shudhikadam tanivam manumir ye prayasho jidajido pasidai trilokyam. That very with great difficulty one develops spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is different than material knowledge. You have to remember that. Material knowledge you can somehow pick it up, spend a few hours every day. You can be a good professor in a university. It is not a big deal to get to that stage. Get hold of somehow or the other, by hook or crook, you pass examinations and get a certificate. And that's it. And then you can forget everything, what you have learned. You get your job. You get your salary also. That's material knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is not like that. Spiritual knowledge requires tremendous dedication. Dedication in what? First of all, you have to qualify yourself to receive the knowledge. The jnanis will talk about it. The ability to discriminate between temporary and the permanent, which is known as Nityam and Anityam Vastu Vivekam. The Viveka means the discrimination between temporary and the permanent thing. In other words, one has to have such a high degree of intellectual ability to analyze the material nature and able to discriminate things properly. Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekam. Then in addition to that, one has to develop Ihamutra Bhala Bhoga Viragam, that renunciation from the material world to such a high degree. That means nothing in this world will attract you to come back to the material life again. That's the kind of renunciation required for this. Then, in addition to that, the qualities, shamam, damam, tidiksha, ubaradi, shraddha, samadhanam, all these different qualities. It has got so much explanation of all these things in the shastram. If one starts going through that process, only then one will realize how difficult it is, this jnanamargam, the process of acquiring spiritual knowledge. And those who have gone through that route, who have taken the jnanamargam as a process, they have, even after achieving very, very higher positions, they have surrendered to Krishna for the shelter. Because they realized that to stay in that position is very hard unless they have the mercy from Krishna. So because it is like that, jnane prayasa mudabhasya namandameva, even the prayasam, with the great difficulty, if one comes to jnanamargam and one develops spiritual knowledge, udavasyanamandameva, they have to come and pray their obeisances to Krishna. Because jivandilo sanmukharidam bhavadiyavartham, when they hear about Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when they realize that taking Krishna's shelter is the only way one can survive in the spiritual life, all knowledge, all forgetfulness, all memory, everything, and even our consciousness, because in through process of spiritual knowledge, one has to elevate one's consciousness. In material knowledge, you don't need that. All you have to memorize many things or use your intelligence to do certain things. That's all is required. Your consciousness may be like a dog. It doesn't matter. You are still a professor. You are learned. But in the spiritual knowledge, that doesn't work. Your consciousness has to change along with acquiring the spiritual knowledge. It is meant to happen. If it doesn't happen, you don't have the realization. Knowledge is not acquired. Knowledge which is acquired in this known as paroksha. Paroksha knowledge is useless. That knowledge which is acquired and changed in the person within the heart and that consciousness, that is proper knowledge. That is called, it is called as the realized knowledge. So that process of knowledge is difficult to get through because the three modes of material nature which controls us in this world very strongly won't allow us to get ourselves out of their grip. And unless one comes out of the grip of these three modes of nature, it is difficult to develop the transcendental knowledge to the limit what is necessary. So that is why Brahma is saying, explaining this in such depth that the commentators have taken pages and pages to explain Brahma's thoughts behind it. When we read them, we don't understand anything what Brahma is trying to say. Because we are thinking, what is this big deal about this? The Brahma is praying like this. Jnane prayasa mudabhasya namandameva jivandilo sanmukharidam bhavadiyavartam sthane sthidam sudhigadam tanivang manobhir ye prayasho jidajido pajidai strilokyam. That unless and until, Brahma is saying there, that these great personalities, unless they take shelter of your lotus feet, sthane sthidam sudhigadam tanivang manobhir, that they may fall from their position any time. It can happen. But if one is situated in this position as a devotee, surrendered to Krishna, the possibility of falling from that is little, is not much. Because Krishna is protecting him. He has that surrendered nature of surrendering to Krishna. Sthane sthidam sudhigadam tanuvang manobhir. That somehow or the other, with his words and the mind, if he glorifies Krishna and follow that process, automatically, even if one doesn't have the knowledge of advancement spiritual side, in the process of jnanamargam, still he is safe. Brahma is confirming that in these verses. Then, Shreya Shuddha said, then in the next verses, Brahma is saying here, that Shreya Shuddhim Bhakti Mudasya Devi Bho Klishyandi Kevala Bodhalabdhe Teshamaso Klesharam Eva Shishyade Na Nyadhyada Stula Tushavagadinam. Sometimes, that for getting the grains, we beat up the husk. And sometimes we don't, we only beat it up, but nothing comes out from that. That bhakti mudasya devo klishyandiye kevala bodha labdhayim teshamaso klesharam eva shishyade nanyadhyada stula tushavakadinam. That without devotion in the heart, without that love for Krishna, whatever spiritual activities you are performing is just wastage of time. Brahma is accepting this now. You have to also remember who is Brahma. Brahma is our in this tradition of the Prabhupada spiritual master is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati spiritual master is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji spiritual master is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Like that, if you go the whole parampara, if you look at, Brahma is after Krishna, isn't it? That means the 32 names mentioned in the, listed in the Bhagavad Gita as the parampara, Guru parampara, Brahma is the second. So when this thing is happening to Brahma like this, what's our position? If this can happen to Brahma, who is number two in our parampara, not only in our parampara, in some other paramparas also, even the impersonalist parampara, Brahma is there as second. He's the second there also. So, what I was trying to say is that personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, if they have to accept this lesson from Krishna with our present consciousness, where do we stand? How much we have to go through before, if Brahma can fall into this illusion, Lord Shiva can fall into the illusion, what kind of illusion we are in? And this is what these prayers are teaching us, that from these great personalities, this is what we learn. Shreyashwadim bhakti mudasya devi bho klishyandiye kevala bodhalabdhaye teshavaham masau kleshalami vashishyade nanyadhyada stula tushavakadhinam. That they are telling us, don't get puffed up. That's what the simple word, the simple instructions to us is, that to the human society is, we, Brahma and Shiva, we carry on like this our life. To this degree, we have to surrender to Krishna. And that is how we manage this creation, this universe. We manage in this way, with our surrendered attitude towards the Supreme Lord. If we have to do this, you who come from our creation should not think that you are anyway superior to us. That is what Brahma is telling us. Brahma is openly telling us this, that don't get carried away by Maya's influence and to think proud about anything. There is nothing to be proud of in this creation. We haven't created anything. Everything has come from Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everything. That in all these instructions in the Srimad Bhagavatam is only to make us also realize our positions in relationship with Krishna. So, Tattainukambam susamikshamano bunjanamevatmakratam vibhagam kadduava bhibhruvidhanam namaste jivedayo muktipade sadaya bhag. That without Krishna's merciful glances, a devotee has also, even if he thinks he is liberated, he is not liberated. Brahma says, liberation is only there. Bunjanamevatmakratam vibhagam tadduava bhibhruvidhanam namaste jivedayo muktipade sadaya bhag. Somebody is saying that he is liberated and he is in that consciousness, he is moving around. Tattenu gambam susamichamano. But if he is, that person has not received the mercy of Krishna, bunjaname valpakadam vibhagam, that he is simply eating his own karmam, life in other ways. In other words, he is not liberated. He is thinking himself liberated, but actually he is not liberated. Rudvava bhivir vidharam namaste jivedayo muktivade sadaya bhag. Pashyeshamena aryamanandamadhyam paratmanitvayi vayimayini mayamvidathyakshinu atmavaibhavam aham gyanechamavachiragmavam tadakshamaswachudamerajobhyuvo ajanadastvallapradagishamaniyam ajavalevandadamondhajakshusha eshonugambhyomainadhavanidhi kvaham damomahadahangajaragnivarbhu samveshtidandakarasaptavidastikayam kedrugidavidaganidavandaparanujariyam vadadharomayurasajadeyamahitvam. Brahma is saying to Krishna that I was thinking that I am the creator of all this universe, but now I have understood what my position is. What is that? ఇట్ సేస్ హియర్ వాధాధ్వ కేద్రుకిదా వికనిదాండ పరానుచర్య వాధాధ్వ రోమ వివరస్య జనయమహిత్వం. ఐ డి నాట్ నో, ఐ యూస్ టు థింక్ క్వాహం, ఐ యూస్ టు థింక్ దాట్ ఐఎమ్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్, సో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ క్రియేటెడ్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ మై క్రియేషన్. దట్ ప్రైడ్ హెస్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్రియేషన్, ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ వెన్ యూ క్రియేట్ సంథింగ్ యూ ఫీల్ ట్రెమెండస్ pride and happiness from that. So Brahma also was feeling the same thing, but now Brahma says, I've realized, what have I created? All I realizes now is that from your pores in the hand or in the body, millions of universes are coming in and millions of universes are going out, and in one of those universes I am sitting here, one Brahma, and I am thinking I am everything. So in other words, Krishna has made Brahma to realize that in this whole cosmic manifestation, millions and millions of universes in the whole creation, Brahma's position is very, very small in relationship with Krishna's position. That is what Krishna wanted Brahma to understand. And Brahma openly acknowledges that. So if Brahma is acknowledging this, what do we say? What do we have to say to Krishna? That how humble and how subdued we should be, we should feel in our relationship with Krishna. We take it for granted that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But how supreme He is, how great Krishna is, Brahma is telling us. That Kedrigida Viganidanda Parana Chanyavada Dharyoma Vivarasya Jade Mahitvam Ulchevanam Garbhagadasya Vadayo Kim Kalpade Madhura Noksha Jagaye Sometimes the baby kicks the mother in the stomach. Sometimes it's painful also for the mother before the delivery happens. Does that mean after the delivery the mother says to the baby, look, you have kicked me so many times inside, I'm now going to take revenge on you for all kicks what you have done on me? That doesn't do that, do they? Mothers never do that to the baby when he is born. Similarly, in your kuchi, in your belly, Brahma is saying to Krishna, these millions and millions of universes are staying there, and in one of those universes is me, Brahma, did this offense to you. Would you take that seriously? That is what he is saying to Krishna. Would you not let me go? Forgive me for what I have done, for this offense. In other words, just like the mother, they do not take revenge on the baby when the baby comes out for all the offenses, for all the kicks what the baby did inside the womb. But at least in the same way, can you not think about me? This was Brahma's request to Krishna. Ulchevanam garbhagadasya vadayo kim kalpade madhura noksha jagase kim asti nasti vipadesha bhushinam tavasti kuchekeda pyanandam jagalprayandodi nasamplavode narayanasya adranabhinalal
పునర్వదర్శీ అత్రమాయాధమనావతారే అస్య ప్రమన్య సభై స్ఫుటస్య కృష్ణస్య చాంతర్జననే జనన్యం మాయాత్వమేవ ప్రకటీకృతం దయం యస్య ఉక్షావిదం సర్వం సాత్మం భాది యథాతథా తత్వయమిహ సర్వం కిమిదం మాయయావినాం అద్దేవ తుదేశ్య కిం మమదే మాయాత్వమాదర్శితం మేఘోసి ప్రథమం తదోవ్రత సుహృద్వత్సవా సమస్తామవి తావందోసి చతుర్భుజాస్తకిలే సాగమ్మయోవాసినాం స్థావందేవ జగద్దేవోస్థనమిదం బ్రహ్మాద్వయం శిష్యతే అచారదం పదవీమనాత్మన్యాన్ ఆత్మాత్మనా భాసి విదత్యమాయం సృష్టా వివాహం జగతో విధానం ఇవత్వమైవోందైవత్ర నేత్రాం సురేష ఋషీష్వ విదైవ ఋషేష దిరీక్ష యదస్వ విదేజనస్య జన్మాసదాం దుర్మద నిగ్రహాయ ప్రభో విదాదసదనుగ్రహాయ చ కోవేతి భూమన్ భగవన్ పరాత్మన్ యోగేశ్వరో దీర్భవదస్త్రిలోక్యాం కోవాకదం వాకది వాకదేది విస్తారేన్ క్రీడసి యుగమాయాం తస్మాదిదం జగదశేషమసత్స్వరూపం స్వప్నాపమస్తదర్శనం గురు దుఃఖ దుఃఖం తొయ్యేవ నిత్యసుఖబోధనామనందం మాయానముద్యతమియల్ సదివావభాది ఏకస్వమాత్మాపురుష పురాణం సత్యస్వయం జ్యోతిరనందమాద్యం నిత్యోక్షరోజస్రసుఖో నిరంజనం పూర్ణోద్వయో ముక్తముభాదితోమృతాం ఏమం విధాత్వం సకలాత్మనాభి സ്വാത്മാനമാത്മാത്മനയാ വിചക്ഷണേ ഗുരുവർക്കലബ്ധോ മൃഷൽസ ചക്ഷുഷ ഏതേ തരന്തിയോ ഭവാനദാം ബുധിം ആത്മാനമേവ ആത്മനയാ വിചാരണം തേനൈവ ജാതം നിഖിലം പ്രപഞ്ചിതം ജ്ഞാനേന ഭൂയോപി ചതൽ പ്രണീയതേ രജ്വാമഹേർ ഭോഗഭവാഭവോ യഥാം അജ്ഞാന സംക്ഷോഭ സംയോഭ ബന്ധമോക്ഷോ ദോ നാമ നാന്യോസ്ത കൃതജ്ഞഭാവാൽ അജസജിത്യാത്മനി കേവലേമനെ വിചാര്യമാണേ തരണാ വിവാഹനീ തമാത്മാനം പരമത്വോ പരമാത്മാനമേവ ച ആത്മാ പുനർഭയമ്യം അഹോ യജ്ഞജനാജ്ഞതാം അന്തർഭവേനന്ദഭവന്തമേവം അതത്യജന്തോ മൃഗയം നിസന്ദ സന്നമപ്യന്ത ഹി വന്ദനേന സന്ദം ഗുണന്തം കിമയം നിസന്ദ അതാപിനേനേവദാംബുജദ്വയം സാദലേശാനുഗൃഹീതമേവ ഹി ജാനാതിതത്വം ഭഗവൻ മഹിംനോ നജാന്യമേ ഗോപിചിരം വിചിന്വൻ തതസ്തുമേ നാദസഭൂരിവാഗ ഭവേത്രമാന്യത്ര ദുവാതിരശ്ചം യേനഹമേ ഗോപിഭവജ്ജനാന ഭൂത്വാ നിഷേവേ തവ പാദമല്ലവം അഹോദിതന്യാമൃജഗോരമണ്യം സന്യാമൃതം മീതമതീവതേ മുത യാസാം വിഭോ വത്സതരാത്മജാത്മനാം എത്രത്തയേധ്യാമിതജാലമധ്വര അഹോഭാഗ്യം അഹോഭാഗ്യം നന്ദഗോപവൃജൗകസം യന്മിത്രം പരമാനന്ദം പൂർണ്ണം ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം. സോ ഇൻ ദ ലോങ് ലോങ് പ്രേയേഴ്സ് ബ്രഹ്മ ട്രൈ ടു ഗ്ലോറിഫൈ കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് അറ്റ് ദി എൻഡ് ബ്രഹ്മ സെയ്സ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ ദാറ്റ് ഇഫ് ഐ കനോട്ട് ഗോ ബാക്ക് ടു മൈ പ്ലേസ് ടു ബ്രഹ്മലോകം സത്യലോകം അറ്റ്ലീസ്റ്റ് കൻ യു നോട്ട് ഓഫർ മീ എ പൊസിഷൻ ഹിയർ ഇൻ വൃന്ദാവനം. What kind of position? Brahma was saying now in a very, very pathetic mood. He was talking to Krishna. He was saying here, if you look at that verse in the number 30. Tadastume nadasabhuri bhago bhavetravanyatra duvatirascham yenahame komi bhavajjananam bhutva nisheve tavapadamallavam bhavajjananam. At least make me one of your men, one cowherd boy or somebody whom you can associate, a calf or a cow here to associate with you. When Brahma was saying all these things, Krishna is looking at Brahma and saying to him, what qualification do you have to get that position? To become a cowherd boy or a cow in my association here, you don't have the qualification for that. This is what Krishna is saying to Brahma at that time. You can imagine, we are thinking that these cowherd boys are ordinary living entities. Actually, their position is such that from the very fact that they were given the opportunity to associate with Krishna so freely, to such an extent that demigods and Brahma were, even Lord Shiva were envious of that relationship between the cowherd boys and Krishna. That is what it is. That's what it is saying. That the Brahma was feeling, requesting Krishna if he could be given an opposition there like that. And Brahma says, Krishna says, no, you are not qualified. That was Krishna's answer to Brahma. And it was then that Brahma changed the position again, asking for another concession. That was in the next verse. Aho didanyam rajagoramanyam sanyamudam pidamadi vadevudam യാസാം വിഭോ വത്സതരാത്മജാത്മനാം യത്രജാലമധ്വരാം അഹോഭാഗ്യമഹോഭാഗ്യം നന്ദഗോപവ്രജൗകസം യന്മിത്രം പരമാനന്ദം പൂർണ്ണബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം. അറ്റ്ലീസ്റ്റ് ഇഫ് യു ക്യാൻ ടേക്ക് ബർത്ത് എസ് എ ഗ്രാസ് ഇൻ വൃന്ദാവനം വെൻ കൃഷ്ണ വാസ് ദയർ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ബ്രഹ്മ വാസ് ലുക്കിംഗ് ഫോർ. ഈവൻ ആസ് എ ഗ്രാസ് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് നോട്ട് എ ബാഡ് തിങ് അഹോഭാഗ്യം അഹോഭാഗ്യം നന്ദഗോപവ്രജൗകസം യന്മിത്രം പരമാനന്ദം പൂർണ്ണം ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം. ദാറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മ വാസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് സേയിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ ഫോർച്ചുനേറ്റ് ദീസ് കൗഹേർഡ് ബോയ്സ് വേർ. അഹോഭാഗ്യം അഹോഭാഗ്യം, വാട്ട് എ ഗുഡ് ഫോർച്യൂൺ ദേ ഹാഡ് ടു ഗെറ്റ് ദിസ് ബർത്ത് ലൈക് ദിസ്. നന്ദഗോപവ്രജൗകസം, ദാറ്റ് ഇൻ നന്ദമഹാരാജ് ദിസ് വ്രജം യന്മിത്രം പരമാനന്ദം, ദാറ്റ് ദേ വർ ഏബിൾ ടു അസോസിയേറ്റ് വിത്ത് കൃഷ്ണ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേ. പൂർണ്ണം ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം, Purna Brahman, the complete Brahman, the absolute truth, has come here and they are able to play like this with Krishna in this way. Adhabide deva padambujadvayam prasadaleshadu grihinamevahi janamidattvam mahimam vijinnam. Then, adhabide deva padambujadvayam, if one has no devotion to Krishna's lotus feet, padambujam adhabide deva padambujadvayam prasadaleshanu grihinamevahi, that if one does not receive a little bit of mercy from Krishna, somehow or the other, if one should try to acquire that mercy, Brahma is saying here, if you do not get that, Janami Dattvam Bhagavan, Janani Dattvam Bhagavan Mahimnu, Najanyam Egobi Chiram Vichinvan, that how will one understand the absolute truth without this mercy from Krishna? This is what Brahma has come to the conclusion. So Brahma prayed all these kind of things. Now look at Brahma's predicament. Brahma is praying this and crying also at the same time to get Krishna's little bit of mercy. Brahma's position was like this. Okay, if you don't want me to go back to Satyalokam, I will stay here. I have no problem. But look at my situation. I am the only one with four heads here. After some time, people will start saying, there is one person has come and joined us here who has got four heads. Isn't it? All the cowherd men and others will start seeing Brahma like this with four heads and will start saying to Krishna and will start saying to each other that look, who is this new personality who has joined us with four heads? We haven't seen one like this. And they may even take to the extreme step of taking me and putting me in a glass house like in a zoo. So if that happens, what will be my position? I'll be sitting inside the zoo in the glass house. It's a special, how do they call it? A special species which existed in the olden days, in the cave, in the Iron Age. You know, like they do in these days, they bring all the snakes from Australian forests and everything and put it in, and then they say to the parents, will take the children to the zoo and show them, look at these snakes, this is already come to extinction. But these species have gone away from extinction. But we have managed to get one dinosaur from here or there, and we have captured him and put him in here. At least we have got his bones. We are okay. So this way, the people will educate their children, isn't it? We see this. Today also it's going on. Dinosaurs, this or that sort, all kinds of sorts. And we bring them all and put them in the zoo. At least their bones, if you get out. And we will say to the children, look, millions of years ago, these animals existed. And they look like this. We got their bones when they dug the earth somewhere in the world. And like this, we think we are educating them, and the children also feel and very happy about this education. But Bhagavatam education is different. Brahma is saying here that as soon as they capture me, they'll put me in a glass house like that, like people do nowadays. And what will be my position? I cannot live in this world because people will capture me and I won't have any position here. I have lost my position in Satyalokam also. I have lost both, neither material life nor spiritual life. That situation will come to me. So Brahma was crying like this. When all these things Brahma started saying to Krishna, started feeling a little bit of compassion for Brahma. And it was then that, didn't say anything, one word, Krishna showed his head, you can go now. That's all, just a nod with the head. Didn't even say, wanted to wait anymore further and talk about it anymore. Brahma accepted that itself is a mercy, that at least you can now go back. At least that mercy he felt that Krishna has given him. So when that nod came from Krishna, Brahma got back onto his swan and went back to Satyalokam again. When he went back to Satyalokam, the same two guards who stopped him before coming in, they started paying their obeisances this time. Exactly opposite, completely changed. And when he went inside to his office, there was no, that little Brahma who was there was missing, has gone. But on the other hand, there was a smell of tulsi leaves and sandalwood pulp in the room everywhere. So what did Brahma do? First put both his hands on the seat and put it on his head, paying his obeisances to that little Brahma at that time. Sometimes, it is also, you have to think this, that it have been very nice if we all had fallen into the creation of that little Brahma. Because if we were created by that little Brahma, our life wouldn't have been so miserable like today, number one. Sometimes you can also think, maybe we were created by that little Brahma. That is why today we have some interest to chant Hare Krishna and a little interest to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, these things won't come easily. It doesn't happen like that. Because in so many lifetimes, we have lived so many places, in so many bodies, never had this opportunity to think about Srimad Bhagavatam or think about Krishna. Why this has happened in this life, after so many lifetimes? There must be a reason, and that reason could be, one of them could be that we were also created by that little Brahma at that time. When the senior Brahma was away, the little Brahma has made a lot of creation because he had to continue the creation. Perhaps you have fallen into that creation. That is why it may have happened. Anyhow, this time Brahma has gone back and started continuing his creation again. So I'll just read that before we conclude. Brahma says here, Esham dubhagya mahima chuna tamastam ekadashaivahi vayam vada bhuri bhaga edadrishi vishajaga irasakalpi vama sharvada yongriduja adhumradasavam te talbhuri bhagya mihajan vakim apyadavyam yalgo gulevi gunamangri rajobishegam yan jivitam tu nikhilam bhagavan mukundam sadhyabhi yalpadraja shudimrgyam evam Esham ghosha nivasidam Udivasinamuda Bhavan, Kim Devaradina, Chedo Vishavaral Palam to the Vedam, Kutrape and Muhyadi, Sadvisha Diva Budana, Visagala, Tuami, Eva Deva, Vida, Yedamata Sol Priyal Padanea, Prana Shaya Solkrani, Tavadra, Estina, Savalkara, Grisham, Tavan Mohongrino, Yaval Krishna, the Jena, Prabandam, the Spravanjovi, Vidam by Sibudare, Prabandanan, the Sandoham Radidam Prabho. Janandameva janandu kimbahukyaname prabho manaso vishovajo vaibhavandavago janam anujani himam krishna sarvam tum velsi sarvadrittumeva jagadamnado jagadedattavarpidam shri krishna vrishnikala pushkara joshadayin shvanarjaradjama shunadi vrdhigarin udharma sharvarakrakshidira ashadragagalpamakamarhan bhagavan namaste shri shugavaja ityamishtoyadhyumanam triverikramivadayo natvavishtam jagadhada sugama pratyavadhyada Tado Nunyapi Bhagavan, Sabuam Bragavastinan, Palsan Mulinaman, Yahapur was a Sukhan, Egas Mindami Adam, De Pranisham Jandaravan, Pana Krishna Maya Hadaraj, and Shanatham Mini Nerbhaga, King Kim Namismarandi, Hamaya Mohila Genesa, Yenmo Hidam Jagasam Vishnam, Mismaral Pagam, Ujus Chasur the Krishnam, Sagam Medinam Hasa, Nego Pimojigamame, he the Sadabujanam, Tado Hasan Shigesho, Bohatisahar Pagay, the Shem Chama, Jagaram, Yavartavanam Prajam, Prasun and Avadam. Brahaprasu in another Vijitrangam, Pradhama, Shangara, Rasoya Volsavadhim, Valsangrihan, the Nigri, the Poetagator Gobi, Brazil Savarashi, Pravivesha Vostam, Adhyani, Mahavia, Shodan, the Sunina, Adobidavam, Jasma, Dibala, Brajaju, Rajovaja, Brahman, 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 Krishna, Yan, Primakan, Bhavil, Yopu, the Purvaso, Yeshu, Sol Bhavil, Shogatida, Sri Shogavaja, Sarvesha, Mimutan, Rasoil, Maiva, Velapa. In the name of the Vita, the Sundu Lamadevahi, Rudrajin, the Hasni, him, Sasadat, Madinahinam, Nasada, Mamada, Alam, Bibutra, Vita, the Hadi Show, the Hadmadinam, Sam, Virajin, Santama, the Hadi, Hapriya, Sadana, Hiriyajanam, the Hobi, Mamada, Bakchet, Hesol, and Oil Priyam, in Gene, the Hesman, Gina Shah, Billy, Seat, the Small Priyam, Salt, Master, Visham, Vidahinam, Arthur, Sakaram, Jagadi, the Chirajanam, Vashamina, Vidituam, Atman, Hiladmanam, Jagadi, I saw Petram, the Hiva, Badimayam. Vasudojana Avatrakashtam, Sasvacharishtaja, Bhagavad Dhumahilam, Nidastati in Janam, Sarveshama Bivastunam, Bhavartho Bhavadisida, Tasyavivuvan Krishna, Himandustarupyadam, Samashadaya Padavallavaplam, Halpadam Punyashomidani, Bhavam Munirvarsadam Paramadam, Padam Padam Yadvivadam Nadesham, Yadate Samamakyadam, Yalprishtohamidatvaya, Yalkaumare Haridam, Pavande Parigyatidam, Yadal Solbishchiridam Murari, Akartanam Shadulayamanam Cham, Victi, the Redu Manojavish, Vishtam Shunan Kanam, the Narosil Artan, Evan Mihare, Komari, Komaram Jahurubri, Nilayani, Sedwan, the Makador Pranatimi, Ishimal Pagodi, Mahavrani, the Shamaskandi, Bramasur Namachadur, the Shotia, Samatra Govinda Namasangirtanam, Govinda Govinda. So, Brahma's prayers continues for many, many verses. And in all these verses, Brahma has been explaining to Krishna. To forgive and to forgive and to forgive all these offenses, what he has committed to Krishna has given Brahma a very, very, very powerful realization from this. It has come to Brahma. So there are a lot more things to talk about this Brahmastri, which I'll do next Sunday because it's already 20 to 8 almost. So we'll stop there and we'll discuss this Brahma's prayers a little bit more
on next Sunday. And till then, if you can read through Brahma's prayers at home and go through this whole Brahma study, you will find that Srila Prabhupada's explanations on these verses to make us realize that a personality, Lord Brahma, who is number two in this parampara, after Krishna it is Brahma, isn't it? So if Brahma has experienced this in with Krishna, that how careful we have to be in our spiritual life. This is what we have to think about. That if Brahma can have a experience, a thought can come in Brahma's mind to offensively like this about Krishna, how offensive we could be in our mind. Sometimes this manifests also in our day-to-day activities. But we take it for granted. Oh, who knows what we are doing. Krishna hasn't said anything to me so far that I'm committing any offense. So it should be okay. I take it for granted like this. This is what the mistake starts. It will start like this in the beginning. First you will start seeing Krishna as an ordinary person. First thing, to see Krishna as an ordinary person is the beginning of that offense. And then you will start seeing, I'm such a great devotee. I'm sure Krishna won't have any problem with me. I can talk to him on a first name basis. I'll be so close to him that I can talk to him in that way. When all these things happen, Krishna pulls back. And then a day will come when the pride builds up such a high level, high degree, like Brahma's case. At least Brahma learned in 1 year. For us, another million lifetimes. That is how much time needed to purify our so-called great mind. This is our mind. It took only 1 year for Brahma, but at least in 1 year he got purified. But I don't know how many lifetimes we have to go through before we get that kick from Krishna. So we will discuss it in detail next Sunday. Meanwhile, please read Brahma Sutra again in the Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki.